The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
From Hall of Justice Comics and Collectibles, where I can look at John's sweet, sweet ass all day, this is Thinking Outside the Long Box with Juan, Gabe, Doyle, and not Tim, because he's busy pretending he's a dad.
You do.
We decided that Doyle's the fat one in our group. And by we, I mean me and Juan. Are you already recording?
Yeah,
we're okay. Recording. Well, please leave that in.
Yeah, it'll stay.
I got good friends.
I love you guys.
Good quality friends.
Oh. You're going to have to be way closer to the mic. Come on, sir. Come on, sir.
That way you can get all those good breasts in. Yeah.
All those good breasts. Oh, now the mic's got to be sterilized. You stole fizzy lifting drink. Okay. What are we doing?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan.
John.
Yay.
Twice in a row.
I know. Oh, that is true. Recorded without me
one time in between. No. We haven't recorded yet.
I mean, the last time you said you were going to call back, you never did.
Yeah, I think I tried.
I got a lot of witnesses. We contact you, and then you just never show.
I showed up.
You did. It was good. It felt good.
It was awesome.
You were like, I had a stiffy the entire time. I'll call you guys back, and we're all just all like, he's going to call.
Nah.
He's going to call back. He's going to call back.
He gave us a fake number.
He gave us that card that has the number that's like, if you receive this number, it's because
somebody doesn't like you.
Someone
rejection hotline.
Go fuck yourself.
What are you doing, John?
Is this for you?
Yes. Oh, shit.
Please don't spill your water all over the soundboard.
I am crossing out stuff on Doyle's pool that is not active anymore.
Yeah. I was active in that, and then I got less active. Yeah. Or they stopped making it.
Probably. You have never been active. Are we talking about them?
We were talking about the comics. He's been active.
Despite my fatness, I'd wager I'm more active than you most days at work.
Well, yeah, I don't work. But I do walk 10 miles every day.
It's fucking boxes. I lift several cows a day at least.
Cows? In
did you say, weight. Oh, lift. I thought you said lick. I was like, wait, what?
Move.
It's a new form of testing. You gotta go to school for it.
You gotta go to school.
This one's bad. We gotta take
it out.
This is turned.
This is the Wagyu.
So I
it tastes like shit, guys.
So because you're licking the asshole.
He lips off the
asshole.
He's been training to be a bunghole cutter, so he's got a la la la.
It's more just fisting and pulling.
Chainsaw. Yeah. Mini chainsaw.
Your forearms and biceps must be ripped.
Holy shit. Jason got here way early.
Yeah.
So
like the stomach is chunky, but the arms. If you think you can get away
it's
from
like
me,
Popeye. You're
so
I'm gonna hold of you. I'm ripping that bunghole clean out your body.
Wow.
So for the Derby team last night, we did this prime
What's
rib dinner that like raises money. And this guy got his plate, and I swear to God, he put like the prime rib, like basically touching his nose, and was just like,
"Wow."
I was like, "That's fucking weird, yeah, man. Like, weird. Who smells their steak like that?"
That's super weird.
Oh, hey, Jason.
Doyle smells his meat all the
How
time.
Are you?
Yeah.
Doyle does smell his meat all the time.
Oh, my God. I can't help it that my penis is just that big. Right?
Oh, hey-o. Jason, you're here awfully early, my friend.
I know. I stopped and got coffee on the way.
And now donuts.
Athletes like carbo load before they do something like
that. You're caffeine loading.
Are you doing something later?
It's like
kids.
I'm gonna sit here.
He's doing kids.
No. Now
that
you took it
like
too far.
Things,
you took it too far.
Seems like a thing you don't want to say. I'm just pointing out
Híjole.
What you said. Juan added us to a podcast list hosted by persons of color. I thought that was fun.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we are like three people of color.
I know. I just think it's amazing.
Yeah.
I just think it's amazing that somebody's going to be like, oh, awesome. A pop culture podcast with people. Whoa, those guys are surprisingly racist.
But we spread it all around. It's to everybody.
It is to everybody. Equal opportunity.
Is it really
don't
racism
like you.
When you hate everyone, including yes. your own people? Yeah.
Yes.
Juan told everybody his people came across the water this morning. That was fun.
Did I meant you in the car video with these guys.
No.
It would have made sense.
No, we would have had to do it live because I edited and do all the other shit, and I was driving, and you were back there like this.
It's true.
Breathing.
That was only the second half. The first half, I was wide awake.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that guy was mad, too.
I don't care.
It was funny.
When you're in the back seat of the car, and you're merging, and there's a fucking car right there, it's like, oh.
Tapping on me. Help me.
The guy driving this car is not going to stop. You still stop. Me and that guy were like face to face, dude. It's just like, I was like, it's only going to be the back end of the car. Like,
we merged at the same time, all right?
Yeah.
Oh, it was funny.
But he was in a giant truck.
I would have lost.
I just hear Juan go, oh, holy shit. Oh, it's good times.
And then shockingly, I started falling asleep right after that. I must care very little.
He passed out.
I know.
He passed out from the fear.
He's like those goats that when you scream at them, they just pass out. Oh, man.
We're going to go live later, though. I figured that could be our live segment on YouTube today. So
nice. Oh, man.
You got big glasses. Yeah.
They're normal glasses.
Like thick lenses? His glasses are small.
I think they're close to the same size.
Mm. Like Gabe's
are.
I mean, like
yeah,
this
we have the
no.
same glasses, on.
This wise,
but they're small on his head because his head is large.
He fucking nose.
That's true. You're right.
You have a gray baseball cap.
The goatee on your chin oddly resembles the goatee on your balls.
Maybe.
Seems like some exceptional.
How do you know that?
Hair. I don't know.
That same reason why he knows what his uncle's testicles taste like.
I have very specific superpowers. They're not great. I don't like to talk about it. Never saved anybody.
No. What are you doing, sir? Oh, that's probably not a good spot.
Yeah. Gibbs likes to store his comics in the improper way.
On the floor. Now they're everywhere.
They're not even stacked correctly, sir.
Wow. I'm just going to put them right.
Just disrespecting
right here,
the pool.
On top of one,
so. Yeah, that's fine. There you go.
There we go.
They're not going to fall. We're good, John.
Got it.
We're good.
Yep, I'm good. Mentally special.
Is it a dick in a box?
I'm going to steal a drink, John. I'll pay for it later.
Cool.
I had a drink. I don't know what it was.
You drank it.
It's probably in the car.
With your phone, idiot. Contain your shit.
Oh,
just leave it there. Just leave it there.
I'm just moving out of my way, Juan.
It's over there now.
Yeah, that's how we fix the issue.
This episode's up to a roaring start.
Riveting. This is riveting podcasting.
8 minutes in.
8 minutes of just utter nonsense.
That's supposed to be.
Anybody do anything this week? Watch shows?
Wow.
What? I would hope not. She
Anybody
is ancient.
Did you find the adopted mom or the biological mom?
Oh.
Wow.
Weird.
Roundhouse of dick going on.
Kinda,
you want some dick?
I kind of want the contact information of birth mom just so I can talk to her for the first time.
I promised I wouldn't give her your number. All she wanted was some dick.
I found your birth mom. I dicked her. I told her I wouldn't tell you her number. That would be amazing.
But she does totally remember and want nothing to do with you.
It's like the worst episode of Punk'd ever.
And her vagina.
Yeah.
I can attest to it. It's not that great.
It's straight hot dog and hallway shit.
I kept having to go side to side to feel anything.
We're making fun of a woman I don't even know.
But is responsible for your life.
I know, it's so weird.
Oh shit.
Oh man. So my
I hope she listens somehow.
My 12-year-old.
I'll make sure she does.
I'll let her know. My 12-year-old was like super, super interested in like
picking her nose?
Yeah, that too. Dude, she like crams it up.
That, or was that off air? That was off air.
She does. She like literally having a conversation with her as she like has her finger jammed all the way up her nose. I'm like, we're talking. Fucking stop. Like, you're so disgusting right now. I do, pretty much. But so she's been...
Oh.
So because I'm adopted, like, I don't really know... like the specifics of like my heritage and stuff. And my 12-year-old was really interested. So my ex-wife offered to do like 23andMe so that we could see that. And they did it with like the whole family and stuff.
Oh shit. Now you're on a list.
So I know, right? Like I wasn't before.
It freaks me the fuck out.
He's like, nobody's getting cheese.
Yeah. No, thank
you. Let me guess.
Hey,
you're a mutt.
Yeah, I am. I'm exactly what I thought I was. I'm like,
I can tell by the look of you.
Half Irish, half Mexican, right? But I'm 2% black, okay? And my oldest...
It's in the lips.
Now you really are a podcast.
I know. My oldest daughter's like, it's probably because your family owned slaves at some time. I was like,
wow.
We are fucking poor. We were not owners. We were owned. Like,
so we might have been head slaves, but we were still slaves.
Oh, man. But so one thing that's kind of crazy about it is it'll tell you if other people with matching like DNA have done 23andMe.
And if they let it.
If they allow it. And so my kids found out that I have like cousins or something that live in Kansas.
Of course.
And so my oldest is like sent them like a letter or like email or something. So I might actually end up meeting my part of my biological family.
You don't really want to meet lost family from the dun-dun-dun-dun part of the country.
That's Kansas is not the dun-dun-dun-dun part.
Close enough.
Significantly further south and east. Kansas is, I mean, they're going to hate me. They're going to be like, wow, that guy is covered in tattoos and worships the devil.
I wish you would have never emailed me.
Y'all got money?
They go to meet up and they're like, nope. Yeah.
He's there by himself. Aww.
Why does this always happen to me? Why does John know all these people and I don't? Just go to meet him at lunch and... It's just you and them.
So, do you guys ever watch the show Shameless?
Yeah.
So there's, you may not have seen this season, but so it's one of the later ones. There's this character on the show, Kevin, who finds out. So he knew he was adopted.
Right.
He didn't know his family. And I think kind of the same thing. He did a test and found out that he had these relatives. And the relatives that he found were this family that was like famous for like being completely inbred in West Virginia.
So, nice.
So, like, he goes back, and, you know, they're all, like, exactly like he is. He's kind of, like, a really thick-headed character on the show.
Right.
So, it's all that same
thing. I bet he has big glasses.
Everybody is.
What the fuck is with you and big glasses?
All these fuckers can see. I don't like how they see stuff.
I don't even know how to take that.
He's calling his four eyes.
No.
I need him.
You do.
His glasses were smashed by a cow. You can see how they're all bent up and shit.
Yeah, he was trying to lick it.
I messed these glasses up while I was smashing a cow.
I don't lick the bungle, sir.
Take your glasses off.
I just plow it.
What I felt like seeing, too. No, these glasses suck. These are work glasses.
Oh, cows, man. Do anybody watch shows, read comics?
I watch some stuff, read some stuff.
That's good.
Me too.
Tell us about that stuff.
Why don't you go first?
As usual, I'm the only one.
I didn't read anything. I finally watched Into the Spider-Verse two days ago.
Was it good?
It was amazing.
I bought it day one when it came out because I missed it in the theater. It's pretty amazing.
It was really good.
I had emotions.
I might watch it tonight. because I really wanted to see it.
Dude, legit emotions. I don't know why. I was like watching the movie. I was like, this is a beautiful film.
Yeah.
I love the diversity of this family. Miles Morales' family.
The bad guy and the good guy?
What?
The big cop looks exactly like the cop in fucking shit. I think it's not Incredibles. Now I can't remember. Damn it.
Talking about Friezo or
Frozone?
Frozone?
No.
Samuel L.
Jackson,
man. Where is my super suit?
Yeah. Is he a cop in that show?
No, he's a superhero.
What the? What? No. Oh, maybe it's Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Oh, the cop in
that?
Yeah,
the cops look exactly the same.
Oh, that's funny.
Not all black people look the same, one.
Right? Not all cartoon black people look the same.
Maybe I do.
I love Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Although we compared it to every other animated black person we can think of, like Frozone.
No, he's skinny.
That was a popular one with my kid when he was like 5'6".
Yeah.
That was a popular one with my grown wife.
Damn. Highly shocked.
She doesn't listen to this shit.
Not even a real
wife. Our wives have completely given up on caring about this shit.
That's not even a real motherfucker.
She's close to giving up on me.
Like, our wives were like, oh, I thought they would have given up on doing this a long-ass
she
time ago.
She could do better.
She could do better.
Oh man.
He's not.
That's true.
I wish it wasn't true. They seem to be upper echelon type of people. Look at all the credit floating around.
Oh, man.
Do have good credit. Spider-Verse, though, that was good. That was really Have you watched it? You said you bought it? Oh, you just bought it and just chilling?
I didn't buy it.
Oh, you didn't buy it? Oh.
Maybe later.
It's worth buying.
Yeah.
It looks really good.
It's a good movie.
It's fantastic.
I mean, you can only buy it digitally for some reason right now, but.
So, like.
That's how they do it all now. It's like 3 weeks before it releases in a physical copy.
Digital. I don't know if anyone else cares, but I'm pretty much only digital. Why Amazon is just getting shafted now out of like movies and TV shows all of a sudden?
Yeah, WB. They're in like a contract dispute over rights.
Because
Aquaman isn't on there right now, so it would be it's out for yeah exactly. Yeah. But it's
same thing with the new Fantastic Beasts. I was like, what the fuck?
Yep.
Can't buy it. And then they were making us buy fucking every episode of Supernatural, and they got to like the mid-season cutoff, and the fucking other part of it's not even on Amazon.
Huh. They've done this before. It'll get resolved eventually.
I know, but it's just ridiculous. Like, just let me buy the shit on the platform I want to buy it on that I was buying it on to begin with.
Right. I saw like so. I wanted to catch up on Lucha Underground season 3, and I was looking on Amazon, and it was like fucking $60 or something like that for the season. I was like, that is insane.
Yeah, you get random prices on shit. Like,
yeah.
Walking Dead's been pretty consistent, like $19 to like $25.99 for every season because I have them all on Amazon.
Yeah.
And then I remember looking at like Comic Book Men season 5 and it's like $60. So I'm like, what the fuck?
It's crazy. Like, it's weird that there's not, because the different companies are like competing over, like you said, like they get in a contract dispute with somebody and Warner Brothers is like, every season of every show is now $85 for no fucking reason whatsoever. It's like,
so I was actually just talking about this with my son last night because he came upstairs and was like, hey, why don't we have Avatar like season 2 and 3? Because we have like the first season, I guess, digitally we bought sometime. I was like, well, because it costs money, right? Like,
right.
We got to buy it. It's pretty expensive. So I looked like while we were there and it was like, you know, it wasn't that much, 60. It was like 25 or 29 bucks or something for like one of those seasons. But then I looked, and so, like, through Amazon, though, like, it says, you know, you can buy it, or you can go, like, it's called, like, Nick Hits is, like, the name of this channel.
And it's a subscription service.
Subscription that you can get on Amazon. And that's, like, $7 a month or $8 a month. So I think that part of what they do, because, like, that service, you know, the channel, like, that's going to be a revenue split between, you know, Nick and Amazon. Like, somehow they're going to split up that amount.
Sure.
So my guess is that Nick, when they contract, says, okay, we'll let you do our channel via Amazon, but you have to price, you know, these shows individually at a high amount because what we really want is people...
Is the subscription service. We had a pop culture classic, like, a few weeks ago. I don't remember what one it was.
The vampire one. If I remember, if you're going where I think you're going.
But I just remember it was available on Amazon, but only if you subscribe to, like, Stars or something like that. Yeah. So I had to sign up for, like, the trial, watch it, and then cancel it.
Right, yeah.
My wife wanted to watch A Discovery of Witches, which was on, I think, AMC, but you couldn't stream
it. You couldn't just buy it.
You had to sign up for the AMC streaming thing. So she watched all the episodes and then we canceled it.
Yeah. It's dumb. Annoying. Well, like, and there's got to be a way for you to say, I just want to watch this one. Like, the DC streaming service is a perfect example. I want to watch Doom Patrol. I want to watch Swamp Thing. That's it.
Right.
Like, I have zero interest in any of the other stuff that's coming out. Like, you had said,
seasons.
It was you that had said, yeah. Titans was really good, like, and that's cool, but I'm just
Titans
not.
Titans and Doom Patrol are both very good.
I'm just not interested in anything except for Swamp Thing and Doom Patrol, but you can't go on Amazon or anywhere else and just buy the seasons. Like, at the very least, DC should have on their platform a way for you to just buy the seasons that you actually want to watch.
No, but I feel like it's like increasingly, I feel like it's getting increasingly difficult to buy the things that I want to buy.
Yep.
In the way that I want to buy them. I'm like, just let me download the shit. I'll give you the monies.
Like, this should be a fairly simple fucking equation.
eBay for fucking
40-year-old virgin.
I'd like to buy this right now.
I can't.
I have money. I'll give you the money and you give me these shoes with goldfish in them.
It's so weird because I went to get my oil change yesterday and that movie was on. I was watching it. It's fucking hilarious.
It's one of the funnier movies I've ever seen, though, to be honest. I laughed.
That should eventually become a pop culture classic, because that movie is super hilarious. I was watching it edited on, like, Freeform or something, and it was still super fucking funny.
You want to know how I know you're gay is, like, the saying that lasted for quite some time amongst the friend group. That's gay?
So I watched a couple movies, since we're talking about Did stuff you? Like that. I watched Isle of Dogs, which is it was interesting. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, the thing I really enjoyed about it is when the little kid speaks in Japanese. Yeah. There's all these fucking dogs.
Island's not even that big.
So when the little kid
everywhere.
So the dogs speak English, right? Because they're speaking to each other in dog language. So when the little boy talks to them, he's Japanese, so he speaks in Japanese. So they never
This is very confusing.
Yeah, I know.
Dog language is English.
Dog language is
oh,
English.
Oh, okay.
When so, dogs talk to each other,
it's in English. But not when they talk to their human masters. No. Oh, okay.
So when the little boy talks, it's in Japanese and they don't translate it. If there's like an important plot point, that like somebody will say, oh, he just said that. So there's not subtitles really on any of the movie. You either just infer what he's talking about, or somebody, like, if the big important, like, president of Japan is talking, it is going over a news, you know, feed where the person is translating it for the news show. So there's, I don't know, it's just a really interesting way to deal with the language in the movie that I thought was really cool.
It's like drops you in the experience of what it would be like to be there and not understand the language.
Yeah. And then also it's got robot dogs and, like, a little kid that flies a plane and, like, stuff exploding. And it's just
sounds awful.
It's awesome. You're stupid. Fuck you, Juan. I loved it.
I'd like to. I can't. If I don't. I want subtitles
that
at
you're
least.
Not selling it super.
I know.
But I believe that it's probably better than you're
There's
making it out.
There's this dog and he speaks English. Then this kid speaks Japanese.
It's really cool.
We're turning Japanese.
when he gives the dog a biscuit for the first time, it's all super cute. You're like, aw.
Has anyone else seen The Order at all on Netflix?
I think Bailey started watching it.
I'm like a one in an episode in, but it's the first episode's good.
So is it kind of a remake of the movie
nope,
The Order?
That's what I thought.
Okay, so did I. From the trailer, I was like, that's got to be like a remake of the movie.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like, you know, all like saints and demons and shit.
So is it one of the Mark Millar Netflix things?
I don't know.
He's doing a book that's right now, isn't he? That's like something like that.
All of his books that he's publishing with Image have the Netflix. I don't know if any of them. I don't think anything has been turned into a property yet. But like Magic Order just ended. and that was his first kind of Netflix
Magic Order. That's what I was thinking. So I didn't know if this was related to that.
It might be.
Which The Order movie are you talking about? Actually, I think there's two The Order movies.
The one that's like the college where there's like a weird like
Secret Society?
Secret Society.
Okay, so it is a remake of that if there's magic and shit in there?
I don't remember. That's
the
thing.
I was thinking The Order where it's the one dude who was the Joker who's dead now. Heath Ledger. Where he was like the saint and the demon. He was
the priest. Yeah, the sin eater.
That's what I thought it was going to be.
That movie was actually fucking cool as shit.
It was very weird, but.
Speaking of Mark Millar, he has a new book called Sharky the Bounty Hunter that is fucking hilarious.
I feel like his last name is Miller and he's just being an asshole, but.
Yeah, he's Scottish or something. It's Millar. Yeah. It's Mark Millar.
Say it right, yes, host.
What's it called again?
Sharky the Bounty Hunter.
What's it about?
Bounty Hunter?
No, he's not a Sharky. He's just Sharky. But it's like The Professional meets the fucking movie with Lilo Dallas in it that I can't.
Fifth Element?
So it's like a sci-fi Bounty Hunter movie with
Lilo Dallas
guy,
multipass.
He's a Bounty Hunter and he's shit. He's like an ex-military guy and he's totally just a garbage piece of work. But he's in a bar and he's sitting next to this guy drinking, and the guy drinking is his target, and he goes to capture him. The dude's like splits off into like a million little versions of himself running around, and so he's trying to capture all these little versions of himself, and one of the dudes...
I'm waiting for Juan to say this sounds awful, right? Just so you know.
Which is funny because he liked everything, right?
But he doesn't like
sounds awful.
Explained.
I loved it. It was great.
He tries to escape down the toilet, and he's like, no, fuck this. And he like drops a bomb down the toilet and blows the toilet up.
It kind of reminds me of when Ash split into little tiny versions of himself.
So the guy he captures was the guardian of a child, and now that child is his responsibility. So he's set to do this crazy huge bounty on this guy. And now he's got to drag this kid along with him, and he's like, he drives a fucking space ice cream truck. It is the weirdest shit, but it's so much fun.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's a great book.
It just came out?
Yeah, it's like issue one came out 3 weeks ago.
Nice.
Probably you still have them?
My pool.
Okay. Are you sure that thing's fucking 3 pages long?
He's all, when was the last time we went to John's?
Department H and
can't
Descender
remember if I owe him a lot of money or not.
The Department H and Descender, they're hurtful.
Yeah, but Ascender's coming out, so.
Yes, okay, sweet.
You good? I got you.
I appreciate it.
I don't even know what any of that means.
So Magic
Department
Order,
H
and
is a play on the word depth,
three books,
and it happens underwater.
That are under the Netflix banner because he signed some.
It's a sweet comic.
People.
Nice.
But I don't know if that means that they're all going to be developed into shows. So.
Huh, that's really interesting.
But what a home run. I mean, I got an idea for a comic, Netflix.
Yeah.
I got another idea for a comic, Netflix.
Dude.
Just fucking throwing money
just
at
him. Pipelining, like, from comic to TV show.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
That's pretty cool.
It's weird. It's weird when you think about how much, like, media and how we consume media has changed, like, even in the last 10 years.
Yeah. I'm surprised they don't do more, like, world stuff. Like the Defenders.
Like in-universe?
Yeah, but, like...
Not necessarily, like, Marvel. Like, take, like... Sabrina and Riverdale,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so they kind of cross over. Why not do like a Jughead show and then something else?
But I mean,
and,
even
like,
more fantastical, that's where, like, something that would be extraordinarily big budget, like Altered Carbon.
Yeah.
But do a bunch of spinoff shit inside that world because you only got to build the sets like once and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
that's what The Walking Dead's doing.
Pretty much.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
because they're going to, aren't they going to have like another show? And
yeah,
then, like,
they got
a third
spinoff coming, and then the, I think Rick's doing three
what
movies.
What could it be about?
Zombies.
I'm assuming.
Maybe they'll finally get around to the space alien invasion.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
I do watch the first. I watch all the other shit, so I'll watch it too.
Me
that'd
too.
Be such a great, you know, twist for Kirkland to pull off. Like, the last issue of the book, you know, where he puts out, the aliens come out, and you find out they've been pulling
what
the strings
fuck?
The whole time.
I think it's all been a dream.
It's all Dark City.
Oh, God, that would be the worst. If it's a dream at the end, I'm going to be...
wakes up and yeah.
I'm going to be so pissed. He wakes up in his hospital bed.
Yeah, exactly.
It writes itself.
I will Tanya Harding this motherfucker if it's all a dream.
Dude, you think he'd get assaulted at San Diego if he did that?
He's a big fucking dude, though.
He
like,
is.
He doesn't look like it.
No, I ran into him because
I know how to bring a big fucking dude down. It's a crowbar to the back of the knee.
Like, I ran into him and got a quick...
True.
Wait a minute. Who are we talking about?
Robert Kirkman.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about Rick. Okay.
I mean,
Robert Kirkman.
Into Rick?
No, that's why I was like, what's he talking about? He did, side note, he did run into Robert Kirkman out of nowhere, but he didn't tell anybody about it. Beforehand, this was at San Diego Comic-Con, and I'm scrolling through pictures to see what we're going to put up, and there's Robert Kirkman all of a sudden. I was like, when the fuck did this happen?
Like, he literally, because, so you know how the,
yeah,
you know
it was
how
amazing.
The image booth had the room that you could go into? Yeah. So he was coming out of it. Whoops, sorry. There's going to be a big boom right
there.
That's all right. He was coming out of that booth. I was like, oh, you're Robert Kirkman. He's all, yep. I'm like, can I get your picture? He's all, if you do it real fast. And I was like, okay. And I just took his picture. And then he's like, okay, bye. And like just went off to whatever it was because he was going to do something. And it was such a quick episode that it just went right out of my brain because I also met like 1,000,000,000 other people
that weren't fucking Robert Kirkman, though.
We met a lot of cool people that weekend,
I mean,
though.
It was like Jerry the King Lawler and stuff. Like, I met a lot of like other people that were really, really cool. And then one, like, I'm posting all my pictures, and Juan's just like, when the fuck did you meet Robert Kirkman? Like, all pissed off at me. I was like, oh, yeah, it was a meeting today. It was really cool. He's all, what did he say? It's like,
you should have blown it.
I, like, took his fucking picture.
You should have blown it way over proportions. We were eating tacos.
He blew me.
I bought him a Corona. He sucked my dick. It went really weird.
That sounds like a real Robert Kirkman thing, actually.
Wait.
I'm going to be there all weekend this time. I'm fucking excited.
So am I.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be less
you're
horrible.
Excited or you're going to be there all weekend? Aren't you there all weekend every time? Except for Wednesday. You don't normally go Wednesdays.
No, I might do that this year because I have staff.
Oh, shit. That's true.
Do you?
It was very quiet
what do
that
you
day.
Do there?
Super,
it was
super
so
quiet.
So nice.
You just
oh
go
my
to things?
God.
Just go to things. Like, so.
Because I know they interview.
What do you do there?
He gets a bunch of Coronas. Yeah,
I mean, exclusive show.
I was pretty sure he didn't have a booth
you
or
got
anything.
A pop ticket? I need to get that Funko line.
Oh,
I'm going to try and get us into the Impractical Jokers thing. That's going to be amazing.
I don't think that'll be that hard.
Well,
as press.
Yeah. Well, no. We went. I tried to 2 years ago. Because we were hanging out. We were right in front of the Starbucks place. Yeah. Exactly. But I went out and I was like, oh, I'm going to try and get into the Impractical Jokers thing because they take over the Padres. Is that what's right there?
Yeah,
the Padres Stadium? And the fucking line was giant, bro. It was huge. And I was just like, I'm not doing that today. No, thank you. But when we spoke to...
That's not a layer of difficulty. That's just an amount of time.
No, well, that's what I mean, though. But when we met Murr... when we met Murr at Colorado Springs, he gave me his email address, and he's like, when you're ready, just let me know, and I'll get you guys in. It's like, oh,
I wonder how long before
we're
going
to have to blow all four jokers.
I'm all right
with
that.
How long before Comic-Con start doing the extra expensive cut to the front of the line pass?
I'm surprised they haven't done that already, to be honest with you.
Denver
well, it's because, yeah, but it's because there's not really, like, that's not how it works at San Diego, though, really. Because you don't, I mean, at Denver, there's just lines until there's no more people, until the people leave. But at San Diego, it's like 50 people and that's it. You know what I mean? They have a certain amount of people who go to that line and then they just cut it off.
Yeah, and if you had that pass.
It goes quickly, usually, anyways.
The thing is the way they have it set up, they only allow so many people.
Sure.
And if you're like buying your way into it, people would just throw their money at that, and it wouldn't give any availability to normal people.
I think those lines go quick, anyways.
They just seem to be able to charge whatever they want for whatever they want. So,
a lot of it's free.
Yeah.
Autographs are free at San Diego Comic-Con. You just have to get a you just have to get in line and get a ticket, but you don't pay for it. You just get in line and do it.
Some people are free.
I don't think so. You got your thing for free for Hellboy.
Yes.
You didn't pay for that.
Yeah, but like when Stanley was there, Stanley charged.
For a fucking ticket and a flight to San Diego.
Well, yeah, no, I know that. if that's how we're fucking, if that's how we're gauging it, then of course,
it's very expensive.
none of those people charge.
Quite exorbitant. Yeah, I was like, some of them charge.
But a lot of, but the actors don't charge.
Ramos charges.
Yeah. But I don't really, I'm not like an actor's kind of guy.
Warner Brothers, or they're in the DC booth. Right,
right.
So yeah, there's still the limited availability because you've got to be in line to have a ticket.
I agree.
And like a lot of times, like at the DC booth, the artists that they would have there would sketch stuff for free. Like you had to be the first 10 people in line.
Yeah.
And they'd bust out a quick little sketch for you. And then, you know, you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Oh, I wish they said it just like that. You're Superman. Go fuck yourself.
Somebody would.
There's one day that I'm there that's like all work. Like we're in
Friday.
Yeah, it's usually Friday. We're in conferences. We do Diamond has a thing, Image has a thing, so Boom has a thing, and Comics Pro has a thing. So like, there's one day where it's I'm sitting in rooms and it's boring as shit all day.
I thought it was fun.
Did you?
It was weird. Maybe because you do a lot more of that, right. But I thought the luncheon was cool.
But then like the Image thing, Image usually does they do a breakfast for lunch, but Kirkman's there and they have a bunch of creators there, and so you get to kind of mingle and hobnob with people, and it's cool.
You got to go to the party that one year too.
Yeah, the CBL party, that was cool. Scott Snyder was hanging out there, and the Fabio Moon and Gabriel Ba. Umbrella Academy, has anybody watched?
Yeah. I'm 6 episodes super good.
Yeah,
I'm loving it.
It's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Extraordinarily good. Now I want to read it. Now it's very expensive.
Yeah. Well, and the shitty thing is, like, that show, I have seen more people contact us as a store trying to look for other, you know, where did this come from? This was a comic book. And Dark Horse totally fucking dropped the ball because all of the trades are out of stock. Like, I can't get anything.
I was even looking for trades on eBay. They're not.
Yeah.
There's like one.
It's so fucking stupid.
Or you could buy, like, you know, like their 6 book run for like $340. I'm just like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Not reading this comic anytime soon.
But we
the benefits of being a turbo nerd and knowing about it way beforehand, you're like, yes.
I did know about it. I just never caught my interest.
My trades are now worth $50 for some crazy reason.
How many trades are there?
Two.
I think I got one. And I think both of the brothers signed it for me and doodled on it for me. Yeah.
You should sell it for an exorbitant amount of
money. Hey, I'd like to be a 100-er.
You're like, Juan, you're all, Juan, this book is really cool. You should read it. And then I just fucking never read it, but I did get it.
It is really cool.
Nobody in my sphere ever did that for me.
Now what happens when they make a Killjoys TV show? Be great.
A little more on board with that one, though.
Yeah, I have all those, too.
But I mean, like the Umbrella, like I didn't literally do nothing. I was just like, it's an Academy of Umbrellas. Sound that cool?
Such a cool idea. Like, it's a cool show.
And it's weird that Deadly Class and Umbrella Academy came out almost at the same time because they're very similar in story, kind of.
Well,
I know, but
Umbrella Academy, they're like superheroes, yeah. And like in Deadly Class, they're assassins.
Right. And the comics in Umbrella Academy, does it ever address the other kids that were born on day?
Yeah. The 38
that aren't in the that aren't in the school.
A little bit, I think they do in the comic book. They talk about it a little, but
in the show, they have not yet. Right?
Yeah, they're not like a part of the comic. No.
Oh, I just assumed.
That'd be a good way to bring the series back, though.
It was the first thing my son asked, like, when we were watching the first episode. He's like, what about the other kids? Like, what are they doing?
I almost assumed that Gerard Way was intending to do that, but then he became famous for music stuff. And
I think he was famous for music first.
I don't think
no,
so.
No, I think he did comics.
He did comics first. I'm pretty sure.
Fighting. We're going to fight now.
Wow, we're going to fight?
Florence has been around for a while.
Let's throw blows.
My one of my favorite memes
I say
that
we
I saw
it out and then we Google it after.
One of my favorite memes that I saw this week is if you want to know what a ghost being a ghost is like. Imagine knowing the answer to a trivia question that podcasters are arguing about.
Screaming at the top of the world. My Chemical Romance came first, you dumb fucks!
2001 for My Chemical Romance. Mm-hmm. Let's see when Umbrella Academy came out.
That's John Still, I guess.
He is white as a ghost.
He hasn't been podcasting for a while.
Yeah.
2007. So My Chemical Romance was first.
Fuck you, John.
Wow. That was not the mic.
I hate when other people are right.
Yeah. That was just the
problem. I remember it being a big deal when he wrote the book because he kind of used his influence as a musician to be like, hey, I like comics. Can I write some comics?
If we're going to get ultra nerdy, he started writing comic books in 1993.
Yeah, but nothing was published mainstream by
started writing
Hart
comics
D.
like
Fisher's, Hart D. Fisher's Barnyard Press.
Barnyard. It's a huge company. Know.
Some dude that he knows that made the book. It's a zine.
I do love that he's won like tons of awards as a comic book writer, though, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a series going to cost me a lot of money, I know.
Just wait.
Then you have to get the free comic book day preview because that's technically the first appearance.
I have one of I have every issue of Baltimore except for one, which is one of those. It's like a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive that there's one issue of. It's not in any trades. It's like, oh, fuck you guys.
Well, it's like so this kid's been coming in weekly bringing a box of comics for us to look through and buy. And he had a copy of some Rex Mundi, which is a really cool book that's, Doyle's shaking his head. Describe it, Doyle.
Rex Mundi?
Yeah.
If it's not, I don't even know if it's the book I'm thinking about.
Then you're not shaking your head.
Well, I wasn't shaking my head like that. I was just, had my eyes closed.
It's weird, it's like
he was falling asleep.
Yeah, he was sleeping.
Weird stuff that's set, like with the Knights Templar.
Isn't the magic old, is it the old occult stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, that is, I was slightly thinking about it, but I wasn't shaking my head for it.
But this guy brought a copy in, and there was a Mike Mignola cover. And I was like, fuck, I didn't know that existed. I'll buy that from you for a dollar, sir, because I'm going to take it home and put it in my mouth. God damn it. Stupid comic collecting.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard of this book, but I've never really read it or anything.
Gotcha.
Not looking it up. So, I didn't realize I was doing that as you were saying it. But I don't recognize it.
So I finally watched Ready Player One.
Yeah?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was okay.
I still haven't seen it.
I think like outside of the hype, it's just a pretty good movie. You know, like it's fun. Yeah. What it really reminds me of is all of the old 80s kids action movies like Goonies and Flight of the Navigator
Very
and stuff.
So, yeah.
Yeah, like, and I thought that was kind of cool because there's definitely moments in my life where I was like, where are all the kids saving the world movies that my kids can watch and be like, this is the shit. And as I was watching it with Sophia, she's like, this is so cool. Like, and she had that moment where as a kid, she realized that she could do awesome stuff because those kids are doing awesome stuff. And cool. I loved that when I like fucking Flight of the Navigator was like my favorite goddamn movie when I was a kid. Cause I was like, yeah, maybe someday a hot space chick will come like help me fly a spaceship.
You do have Stranger Things right now, which is probably
Stranger Things is very much the same thing. Like I loved it.
Super 8 was like the best
Runaways
example that they made in a long time. I
have not seen that.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
I should watch it.
You can just get your kids. I guarantee you it's good enough for them.
Nice. But like Ready Player One was fun. I really enjoyed it. Like outside of all the 8 trillion pop culture references and stuff, it was still like just a cool movie, you know? I do like I loved the scene where what's the name of the bad guys group? Like I've been playing Hitman, so in my brain they're IOI. Are they called IOI?
Yeah.
So it's the same as in Hitman.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so weird. I was like, am I confusing it? But anyway, so when they go, the IOI team goes into The Shining, and then it cuts to that scene of them in their like harnesses, and everybody's like, like that was hilarious. I had to make Hannah leave the room for The Shining part because I was like, this is going to get creepy, and she's going to flip out.
Yeah.
No, I didn't say I didn't like it. It's just it was okay. Well, because
that's where I'm at.
Again, you guys,
good.
You but I'm a child of really like the late '90s, and I don't. That's not that I don't understand or get the references because I've watched a shit ton of those things. It's just not as
nostalgic.
Yeah, it's not as nostalgic to me. It doesn't hit home to me as much.
He's more. He's less kid and play and more Will Smith.
Yes. I do like Will Smith
it's
really a lot.
It's more of an 80s set. I think they actually included more for the
movie. I don't know yet.
Yeah, but the book, when you read it, is like
I don't know how I feel.
Like
I just think you should wrap it.
No, not yet.
You should wrap getting half of the references nice. Here. Type
I liked it, and I think he's going to do fine. I think he'll be fine at the role. He's a good comedian. It's just that Aladdin is something I've seen a million times, and I love Robin Williams. So it's hard. It's hard to be like, I think they're going to do it better.
Aladdin's like top three Disney movies for me.
I think he'll do just fine, though. I think he will, and I think it'll be good still.
Who the fuck is that Jafar? Because until you guys told me it wasn't a chick, that sounded straight up like a chick to me.
I think it's just a random dude. I don't think he's super, super famous.
And I thought it was a good idea, and then it wasn't.
So we went to see Captain Marvel last night, me and Ashton and his friend, right? And they had the commercial for Dumbo, the new Dumbo movie, because obviously loaded in front of the Marvel movies is now all the Disney stuff, like... So the trailer for Frozen 2 came on, and somebody in the crowd goes, "But why?" I was like, "Yeah,
because my kids love it. That's fact. Why." It's not right. For you.
I just don't want to have to watch it 65 times.
It's not at all for you.
Didn't seem like a movie that you'd make another movie of.
Yeah.
Well, of course, but then they made $1 billion, and what changed their mind.
It's like when they made Bambi.
But
more of that shit.
When the trailer for Dumbo came on, this kid,
it's
John,
a cute looking movie.
Who's 14? Was like, but it's a great cartoon. Why remake it? Like, why not do what Disney used to do and just re-release it in the theater? Like, a ton of people would go to see it that way.
Because ton of people are going to go see it the other way.
But why spend an exceptional amount of money making a live-action version of something that you could just re-release?
Because it's going
theaters.
To make them an exceptional amount of money.
But it'll make...
Like, Beauty and the Beast was good. Like, yeah. I enjoyed it.
But it'll make just as more without any of the costs.
No, it won't. It will not make just as much, I promise you.
I don't know.
It won't.
If they re-release the cartoon of the Lion King, my wife would go see it.
I don't doubt that she won't. I'm just saying that people want something fresh. It's just the way
it
is.
Not like
is it fresh?
Like blockbuster, like it's going to blow out the box office over the weekend type stuff. Like a lot of people would see it, but it would be like, you know, down there on the list, I think.
You're probably right.
One of my customers explained it to me like this, too. He said, you know, we have the animated ones. Those were our childhood. But for our kids, these things are going to be their childhood. You know?
And unfortunately, we will also be forced to watch them, knowing that there is a better version.
I've managed to avoid Beauty and the Beast already. Yeah. I think I'm going to be able to avoid Dumbo. That shouldn't be too hard.
Or the Lion King live action that's not live action.
I'm not going to be able to avoid.
It's complete bullshit.
I want to see a real lion. It's a wildebeest.
I want to see real lions really dying.
That's
hard. I was like, wait a minute, this isn't live action. What the fuck?
So awesome.
He fucking grows up and just eats tomato
puma. Captain Marvel.
Oh man, I really really enjoyed it. Like it was a really good movie. It was a ton of fun. Like it had enough of the humor of Guardians of the Galaxy, but the seriousness of like the Avengers movies, like it was a really cool blend.
Somebody tell me why everybody hates Brie Larson? Because I'm not up to date with her.
Idea.
So she,
I did see a lot of that flack
at one point, and made a comment about the people who were participating in the media events that were predominantly white men. Right. And okay. so she made a comment along the lines of, you know, I'd like to see more diversity in this group. And people lost their minds.
So
not people, but like that small group.
Right.
The same people that were giving the movie bad reviews on Rotten Tomatoes having never even seen the movie. Like,
well, but I didn't know why. Like, I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I know Rotten Tomatoes made it so you can't.
make a review of a movie that hasn't come out yet, which makes complete sense.
Anything that has any kind of drama now, like, the drama's there.
Yeah.
Like, I saw a ton of drama about feminists not even saying males shouldn't even see the movie because they don't want to have to deal with male judgmental presence while they're at the theater. I'm like, can I at least go try to like the movie?
Like, that's the thing. Is,
like, I loved Wonder Woman.
I'm trying really hard to just check out of reading any of that stuff because it's gotten to a point.
Oh, it doesn't make me angry. I was just curious.
Well, no, it's gotten to a point where, like, if one person says this asinine thing, a whole group of people gets labeled as that. Like, I mean, just no matter what it is, and it's to a point, like the thing with all the articles about feminist, quote unquote, feminists saying no men should go see this movie. There's probably like two people that said that, and it got some huge reactions on Twitter. And so it turned into like a stream of articles it's still just the opinion of like
the first
two
thing I
fucking
saw,
dumb fucks.
I like reading
the first
comments.
Thing I saw was the chick who did write Punisher.
That's my favorite.
I forget her name. Who had the Twitter comment where she was like, maybe
Gail
Punisher should smile more.
Simone.
That would make him more approachable, which I don't know why she said, but it still was funny.
That made me laugh.
That was hilarious.
Yeah,
I don't care.
It was a great threat. I started posting pictures of like,
Punisher smiling.
Yeah. See, that was funny to me too, but then I just started going down the rabbit hole of all the chicks that are not her that are like, fuck men, and mention that we fucking, this is not for them. And I'm just like, dude, I think there's more people like you in an average room than there are people that hate women now in an average room.
I don't think so. Like, that's the thing. I think
the crazy feminist who hates me for no reason, like,
there's less of those, period. Like, I'm telling you, there's less feminists that hate all men.
Okay, they're just very vocal.
That's the problem. That's the problem.
They're way more vocal than the dude who's out there hating Brie
Larson. The Nazi douchebag and, like, the feminist that hates all men and the black guy that wants all white people to die, they're the ones that yell the loudest and make the biggest fucking noise. And so every news group is like, that crazy idea, I'm going to post that crazy idea 15 different times so that people think that there's a million people like that when really it's just that one person being a fucking asshole over and over and over again. Because when I went to the movie last night, there were all sorts of people. There was a bunch of dudes and a bunch of ladies and couples on dates. And
right down the middle of the theater. We
went and sat in our sections. No.
Was it like the 80s? I'm going to cut you, punk.
But it was just like, it was nobody. There was nobody bitching about anything when the Marvel logo came up and it was all a dedication to Stan Lee. And then it just said, thank you, Stan. One dude clapped like
our whole theater did.
It was really, really funny because he was like ready for everybody to do it, you know.
You fuckers.
Yeah, I wish he would have stood up and said that. Like, fuck you guys.
You honor him.
Super awkward when you're the only person that reacts in a way that you're sure everyone's going to
react. Like, after, it's funny because our theater did. Like, our whole theater applauded.
Yeah. So I went to, like, the 10 o'clock showing, so the theater wasn't as full. And you could tell that there were a few like parents that were like there begrudgingly with their children kind of thing. But
I remember I saw Spider-Man 3 in theaters opening night at midnight. And by the end of the movie, I was just annoyed. Like, and so I stood up expecting everyone to be like, what the fuck? And they didn't. Everyone was like, So I was like, did I don't know what we saw that fucking movie? Like, and I was hated instantly. They're like, it was great. I was like, no, it wasn't. Like, no, what the fuck?
But, like, everybody had fun. Everybody was laughing at the jokes. Everybody, you know, was enjoying themselves. But at the end of the movie, like, a dozen people clapped. Yeah. Like, because they saw her show up, you know, and that ends. There's, spoiler alert, everybody, from 2 weeks ago. There's the end cut scene, like, and they're waiting for the pager. They're waiting for the pager to connect to her. And Black Widow says something like, I want to know, you know, who that signal's going to. And she turns around. And Captain Marvel's like right there. And she's all, you know, where's Nick Fury? And then everybody started clapping. Everybody was super excited because everybody had fun and it was a good fucking movie. So
I'm sure they explain it, but I'm like, why didn't he do this when New York was getting decimated by alien race?
What do you mean?
Call fucking why, Captain America.
Why didn't he do it?
Not Captain America. Captain Marvel.
Because it's for emergency use only.
It seemed like a pretty big
Avengers had it in hand. Avengers were around, so
they really didn't actually.
I mean, they did. They
honestly,
won.
They won. Yeah, because the douchebags launched a nuke and Iron Man carried it into space.
They still
Besides
won.
Besides that, they were losing.
This is quantity. This is too many.
I don't let
you ever seen a gangbang?
I don't let any of
they
that
just keep coming.
Wow!
Literally and figuratively.
That came out of nowhere.
Wow.
So, but that's what I'm saying.
No, I've
gotten to a point where, like, I intentionally just avoid every article that, if the headline looks sensationalized and insane, I just don't even fucking bother with it. Like,
I just
who
it
cares?
Doesn't. I can tell that it burns a fire in you, and it does
all,
not me.
All things
all,
burn a fire
at
in
all.
Me
it doesn't.
Gabe doesn't read it. We like to bring it up to him. See it.
It makes me laugh, and I don't understand because I don't know anything about Brie Larson. So I had heard and read that she said something about hating men or some shit.
Which
is fine. But again, it doesn't mar my opinion of going to. I don't care. Like, whatever. She say whatever she wants. If she's good on the screen.
I've had people come in the store, they're like, I'm not watching that. I was like, you fucking closed-minded. Like,
Well, and I love the people that are like, I mean, why the fuck is Captain Marvel even a woman? It's like, because she has been like. Right. Forever.
Yeah. Actually, I had that conversation this morning. The guy at my work is like, why is it a woman? I was like,
because it is a woman. Like,
somebody went through on the internet and posted.
Why is Luke Cage black?
Was published for this amount of time. Ms. Marvel and Captain Marvel is like this amount of time.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much more history for Captain Marvel being a female
than a male. Exactly.
Dom's gonna shit when he hears this because Marvel is his guy and he's like, oh, you fucking John! Thanos!
This one was just
did
weird
he
to
see
me.
Dom just keeps snapping over and over hoping we die.
I didn't see that angle of attack even coming on this movie. Like, to me it was like the weird... We don't want you to watch the movie because you're going to hate it and we don't need that.
I don't know.
I was just like,
well, what?
Huh?
I don't know anything about Marvel. I just always assumed Captain Marvel was a female. Like, that's just all I've ever known about the character.
Exactly.
So it was weird to me.
Well, the vast majority of comic book...
Seen comics at any point.
The vast majority of comic book readers think of Captain Marvel as a female because it's been a female for so much fucking longer.
Yeah.
Old curmudgeon Mexican.
Unless you're Dom.
By the way, Dom, I've watched the Star Wars movie again yesterday. It's not that good.
I just wonder, you know, the guys that are doing, like, writing these reviews, like, before it comes out, or even, like, because once they changed that policy so they wouldn't, you know, the movie had to be out.
Right.
Post. Like, immediately after the movie came out, like, all of those negative reviews
and now
those people still haven't seen the movie.
And now Rotten Tomatoes apparently is doing, as an article I read today, actually, they're doing a better job of taking those off now, too.
Yeah.
So they've removed something like 70,000 comments or some shit like that.
There was actually, there actually were quite a few legitimate bad reviews that were surprising to me, though.
Sure. I mean, but, you know, I guess my point is like how long do they keep doing that when they see that they're basically irrelevant?
Right.
Yeah.
So it's going to make $150 million this weekend.
Your review.
I mean, what are they
doing? Like I said, for me, reviews don't – it's not going to – I'm still going to go watch what I want to go watch. I don't give a fuck what you say.
Getting out of
I just
it
like to read it because it makes me laugh.
Themselves. Like, people are so concerned about a
I agree. I agree.
But that's the other thing I think is funny.
It's the Yelp. It's the Yelp of movies. No one actually cares about that shit anymore.
I need a good Yelp review.
And that's the thing. That's the problem, right? Exactly right there is that we at the car lot, that's what governs us. If we get one bad review, we're on the phone with that person trying to figure out how much fucking money we can give them so they can take that bullshit down. It's what rules right now.
Positive reviews, you don't even think of that. That's what sucks. It's so stupid.
It's funny,
do you want me to go?
We don't give a shit about bad reviews.
Bad reviews.
I wish I could review customers. That's what I wish. Yeah. This motherfucker is.
You know, you can comment on reviews and be like, "Hey, you came in and tried to sell me garbage, and I didn't give you money for it because it's garbage. Right. Fucking deal with
it." I did that for the one negative review we got at the old store when the guy was like, "This is an old dentist's office," and I'm like, "Who the fuck
goes here as a dentist? It's got a roll-up door in the back, jackass. Yeah. Care more about your teeth, less about your shit-talking asshole.
Yeah, I don't care about reviews. Sorry, I'm still going to go see Captain Marvel.
No, it's past.
It's like, I wanted to talk about Ready Player One.
I just, that whole, like, subculture of, like, people that just, I'm going to hate women because they exist. It's like, dude.
I don't understand when the press got so fucking thin-skinned. Who cares what she said? Okay, yeah. Then let the people who organize
it's
these junkets
comment,
fucking
say,
have people
but
come in.
This is who gives a shit.
Yeah, it's just...
It's weird, though, for a white woman to be like
it's not,
what
but,
are you white
but
guys doing here?
It's also... But, to be fair, it's also not their... I mean, it's their fault they're in there, but it's not... they didn't choose everybody else that's in the room, you know what I mean?
So
whoever
that's
does the thing.
So she came back and said, you know, she kind of clarified and said it's not about taking away, you know, seats from people who are already at the table. It's just about adding seats, right? So that's what she...
It is, because only so many seats fit in the room.
She came back and added that context.
Shut up, Doyle.
No, but it's a legitimate truth.
You get a bigger room, man.
Like, but it's not their
there's
fault.
There's a point at which
and that's why
a certain
I don't
amount of people
be
are
so
going to
fit
there.
About it. Like, it's, they're there because hopefully
you go to the red
they've
carpet,
worked their ass. It's hard.
Blocks.
It's hard to get into shit
put
like that.
Put the Indian guy in the front.
So hopefully that, you know, they're just like, fuck it. We worked hard. We're going to be here to review whatever this movie you're talking about.
Just,
will you shut up?
It's just, it's weird. It's weird thinking about.
Doyle's a racist.
I know.
It's just weird thinking about how
it's just
upset
a logistics thing.
People get about one person being upset. Like, and it's not, it's like the whole Momo thing too. Like one lady posted
Monique?
some stupid thing about how she stumbled across these suicide videos on kids' YouTube. And everybody shit their pants. I got an email from my fucking daughter's school about it. I'm like, A, the Momo thing has been around for like 2 years. And B,
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's completely fucking debunked already.
Yeah.
It's just some dude that made a sculpture. Like, there's no video where you give them your phone number and they call you and
what are you talking about, Momo?
Talk you into committing suicide.
Momo is creepy as fuck.
Yeah. I like, Google this now. I have no idea
one,
what's going
the
on.
One,
it's okay.
The one that Mel posted with Monique is fucking
it is pretty funny.
Hilarious to
there
me.
Was also a Jason Momo where it was like Jason Momoa's Aquaman body with a Momo face.
I don't know what that is, but it's funny. So.
And then
that's Momo.
I still don't know what that is, but it's creepy.
Right?
It's a sculpture.
Sculpture thing.
What do you mean got debunked? Like people thought that was real?
No. So there's this urban legend that there's a video of that on YouTube. And
it's like embedded into videos.
Or it's embedded into videos. And they convince children to give out their phone number. And then somebody will call you. And you have to do the Momo challenge where, you know, today it's, you know, give yourself a little cut with a razor. Or tomorrow it's take one of mommy's pills until you commit suicide.
Oh,
right?
Right. Which isn't happening.
At all.
But the danger on why people are saying, you know, stop spreading this around is that it could become like a thing. That,
right.
You know,
somebody could actually create that.
Giving somebody an idea.
Yeah. Right.
Kids are retarded.
Wow.
That's the opposite of what we're talking about. Doyle's going to be the asshole that makes that video.
Wow.
Doyle's going to be the worst parent someday.
Doyle will not be a parent.
Logically, I'm Hispanic. It's bound to happen.
My gremlin's getting wet at night.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Where'd all these kids come from?
Maybe after midnight.
My kid would
he
just be like, what
he eats after midnight.
I work at night. If I didn't, I would never eat.
My kids would just be like, what the fuck happened to my video?
If I ever have kids, they'll be interesting human beings. That's
true. True fact.
I'd probably get kicked out of school a lot.
That's not something to be proud of.
It is if you hate the establishment. I've been hating the establishment for years, Juan. It ain't going to stop when I have children.
So I've been listening to a lot of audiobooks. There's an app through the local library called Hoopla that's actually really cool.
You need to check that out, actually.
Yeah. But I finally got to listen to Neil Gaiman's Norse mythology book. That was super fucking fun. Like, if you get a chance to... audiobook it or read it. It's really good. And it's hilarious because
he's a pretty good writer.
We're like so entrenched with like the Marvel mythology of like Thor and Loki and stuff that you forget how great those legends are too. Like there's one where Thor's hammer gets stolen. Okay. And he's like, Loki, did you do this? He's all, actually, I didn't, strangely. And Loki goes
something you can't lift.
Well, that's not how it works in Norse mythology. No. It's just a straight up hammer. So like Loki goes,
speaking of people only knowing about the Marvel mythology.
So Loki goes,
I was reading something else. I thought he was talking about a Marvel thing.
Loki goes to I think it's Freya and is like, "Hey, I need your feathered cloak so I can go fly around and look for something." And she says to him, "No, you'll steal it. You steal shit. Like, you can't have it." He's all, "Thor's hammer's missing." She's like, "I'll go get the cloak." Like, you know, and
Loki's like the crackhead brother that you can't trust at all.
He is.
You're like, "You always come around here, Loki, when you're down and out."
But so the whole episode goes there nice. to get the
every fucking episode.
To get the hammer back.
I was going to give another ebook suggestion as started.
to get the hammer back, a frost giant has Thor's hammer. And to get the hammer back, he wants to marry Freya. And so they're like, okay, we got to marry off Freya. And all the gods are like, yeah, cool, let's do it. And she's like, no, fuck you. I don't want to marry that guy. And Loki goes, I've got an idea. Let's dress Thor up as Freya and have him marry the frost giant. And they go to the feast and he's just eating and eating and eating and eating. And the frost giant's like,
damn, girl.
Damn, that chicken put away a ton of food. And Loki goes, she's been starving herself because she is so excited to be married to you. Like, it's just, there's a ton of like humor like that where they're like, how do I explain that this woman literally can drink a tankard of ale in 3 seconds? Like, Thor kills like 6 kegs and eats an entire cow and like shit like that. It's just, it's super fucking That's funny. Cool. Like, and it's the way Neil Gaiman writes with like actual like humor, and it's kind of written as like a novelization, makes it super, super engaging. And it's a ton of fun to read, so I don't know. Definitely worth checking out.
Speaking of that game, man, American Gods Season 2 came out, too, on Stars. I haven't
seen
it.
So good.
Season 1's good.
I haven't seen Season 1.
Season 1 is a ton of fun.
Worth watching.
I need to fucking have a list of things I haven't watched, because when I do get bored and I'm like, I want to watch shit, I fucking can't remember any of these things.
But you're too busy watching Married at First Sight.
That happens to me, and then I end up like flipping around on like Amazon and Netflix for like an hour.
What haven't I seen?
I end up watching shows about like tiny housing or gardens
I do
shit.
Watch Married at First Sight.
You know what legitimately
Temptation Island? What the fuck? You really watch that?
It's Chris's thing.
Well, that's different. My wife watches stuff that I'm just like, fuck this.
Does your wife watch Married at First Sight?
No.
My wife does. Yeah. That's her jam.
Well, and legitimately the makes me family. Mad about... I can't even believe you watch that, though. Yeah.
I watch
fucking
it.
Fucking Duggards.
Yeah, that's disturbing.
You watch videos lately?
Yes, a lot.
Jesus.
Just watching them while I watch the Duggards.
This must be what her vag looks like.
I like Duggards.
Dude,
I like
her vagina
Dr. Bull.
Has to be blown out.
If you haven't watched,
it's just Velcro to the side, inner thighs, either side.
You should definitely watch The Incredible Dr. Pole. It's a good show.
When it's windy out, she whistles.
There's a meme that's like that whole God. Family. It says it's a vagina, not a clown car. Like, those people are crazy.
They're
like,
crazy.
Fucking
they're
four kids is too many. That's how many I have. And there are moments where I'm like, there's too many of you.
Dude,
go away from me.
I have no kids, and I get...
And that's too many.
I get worried about things that kids do when I think about if I should have them. I'm like,
you
I would
shouldn't.
Have to do things that I don't want to do. I was like, what if I want to be asleep and they don't?
You got to wake your ass up.
And that's why I don't have
Every them. Time my kids' friends come over, I'm like, don't go in my fucking comic book room.
You just got to stab one slightly and then I'll never do it again.
I have an airsoft gun that looks like a real gun that I maybe have waved around before.
Okay, but... Does anyone else do this?
Got a job.
So I have no idea
they
why
won't
this
believe it. Those people are
habits.
Skinny.
But what the fuck?
I just be skinny, guys.
Say I'm racist. That was some racist shit. I just stopped thinking about that, and I was like, oh, they want to eat. We won't let them.
We have them trapped in two square blocks for 6 months.
I was about to start talking about Baywatch. Just fucking ISIS. Least Baywatchy thing ever. I was gonna say, the thing that weirds me out about my viewing is like, I'll have shows and I want to watch them, and Amazon Prime just keeps bringing back old shit that I used to watch. And they just brought back Baywatch, so I was like, is this show any good still? No, it's fucking terrible. But I watched
almost everything that you go back and watch is terrible.
Okay, but the tits and ass were on a whole new level that's not even on TV now.
Yeah,
like I was like, what the fuck? But the second episode of Baywatch.
He's all, oh, man, this show's terrible.
Go to Amazon Prime and watch the second episode of Baywatch, though. The hatred. I didn't know this because I guess I just wasn't old enough. Are jet skis fucking hated as a culture when they first came out?
No fucking idea.
Because there's this episode, dude, all about how they're just disgusted about power skis.
You're talking to three brown people that definitely haven't ever owned a jet ski.
Two guys on
people came across the water, so I didn't have to.
Two guys are fucking with this chick who's on a what's the like the surfboard with a kite attached? Not a kite, a sail.
I think it's called a sailboard.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, two guys on what they call power skis are circling her like retardedly at the beginning of the episode. And then one loses control and like fucking guns her over and murders her and they leave. And the whole episode, like literally the disdain on every character's face. They're like, it was a power ski. And I was just like, these must have been like Satan at the time. Like D&D hated. Because like, dude, it was
nothing
disgust.
Was D&D hated, man.
No, you saw fucking disgust on their like power skis. They're looking at pictures of fucking like power skis. Like that's gonna help them find them. It looked like this one. We gotta find them.
It's so weird.
Dude, it's weird. It's worth watching that second episode just to see the...
It's not.
How weird it is.
It's, no, the weird... You don't see stuff like that today. There's
we're
no
in Colorado.
Ass hatred for an object that's totally normal. Right. Like, a jet ski is an absolutely normal thing. I would ride one if I could, but I can't. So we live in Colorado. Because
you exceed the waiver.
Not true. Engines are pretty powerful, Gabe. I know it's not true because I rode a scooter. Far less powerful.
Oh, shit.
A motorized scooter?
It went 25.
I don't know how fast it went.
Oh, fuck.
Weed whacker motor.
I used to drive one of those. This is so much fun.
That's too much.
I'm just telling you, it's worth the watch.
I caught up on a Oblivion song, or at least to where I don't have yet, so I think I'm only like 2 issues behind.
Yeah, I'm always like 6 weeks behind stuff, too.
But it's really good. I'm loving it.
I've only read the first arc because that's the free thing that they gave me. So.
It's really, really cool. Yeah. Like in the turn at the end of the first arc, yeah, where you find out that he's kind of the cause of it. So that plays out in like a really cool way through like the second arc with him and his brother. So
I think I'd pull that.
I'm really enjoying it. Like I'm really glad I picked it up. So
I'm really glad you put it in my pool.
And then and then I finished
one of your prodigies here.
Then I finished Gravediggers Union, which was a ton of fun.
Nice.
Dog Man. Oh, I love Dog Man.
I love Dog Man, too.
Cool.
Look at all that stuff they bought not at your store.
He had the biggest... biggest smile ever.
Why don't you have Dog Man here?
I'm gonna.
Dog Man is the
that
best.
That was the reason I went to Comics Book, was to find ways to get shit that I can't get from Diamond. We're going to flesh out that whole kids area and stock it with a bunch of cool stuff.
Dogman and Roller Girl are the things that my kids have been reading a lot lately.
Nice.
Dogman's hilarious. That's cool. Have you seen the picture of the kid reprimanded? Yeah.
For making copies of Dogman comics?
So it's a reprimand sheet from a school, and it says, what did you get in trouble for? making photocopies of Dog Man. How did the teachers react? They freaked out. And then it's like, what are you going to do? And he's like, not get caught making copies anymore. And then he's like drawing all these pictures of Dog Man, like all over the page. It's phenomenal.
That is weird shit where, like, I don't understand why kids get in trouble for shit like that.
They shouldn't. And, like, the teachers, like, put a big X on it that says, like, you know, redo this sheet, not appropriate, don't draw pictures in the margins.
Wouldn't you just be, like, the kids reading something?
Yeah. Yeah, I would. Especially
and spreading it to other kids to read.
My favorite part is how sarcastic the kids' responses were.
They're like, genuine.
I'm just going to keep making Dog Man comics. You can't fucking stop me. It was
amazing. Did you see the very similar article about the kid who didn't want to do homework? Because that one made me laugh my ass. It was like a teacher saying, like, you know, your son didn't do his homework again, and here's his reason why. And the kid's like, homework's not real. My parents don't do homework. Grown-ups don't do homework. I choose to enjoy my time at home. You can't control me when I'm not here. I'm not going to do homework. And the kid's like 5. Like, it's pretty, like, totally shit. And I was just like, that kid's right.
Yeah. We don't do homework. Like, fuck algebra.
If I was like his parents, I'd be like, yeah, I agree with him.
God, I feel sorry for your future kids.
When Hannah has to do...
Why?
When Hannah has to do math, like, she has all these different ways to do, like, the Common Core math stuff. I'm like, this is how you do addition and subtraction, and showed her how to, like, carry the numbers and stuff. And one of her teachers marked it off and said, correct and do the right way. And I circled it and wrote a note, this is the right way. And I sent it back to school, and I got a phone call.
You know how they do Common Core now? Like, they don't stack it on top of each other.
Yeah, they go do across. Side to side.
I was trying to fucking help my nephew who's six
it's
with his homework, and I was like, how the fuck do you show the work like this? Like, but A, so this is on record. My mom has folders because she keeps that kind of shit. I was in super advanced placement math all the way through high school, and my older sister taught me math without homework. In fun ways, homework never taught me a damn thing about.
Here's, like, the thing: I don't care, give a fuck about homework. I'm saying your kids are going to be in trouble a lot.
Oh yeah,
I feel sorry for the
kids. My kids are in trouble a lot. So
just at school,
they'll be fine at home. He'll hardly beat them at all.
Yeah. They'll just run away from him.
I don't have the energy. I hear you.
They'll just live outside.
Oh God,
I've been hurling cows too long. Surprisingly quick. Just only short periods of time.
Should we take a break? I'm out of notes unless people have other things.
No.
Take a break and then we'll come back and talk about our pop culture classic LA Confidential.
Also, you should read Immortal Hulk. It's good.
You should read Immortal Hulk. Yeah,
hi. Hello, Hobie listeners. You don't know us, but we know you. I'm Sean.
And I'm Ian.
And we're the Pittsburgh Nerd Podcast, better known as the bad guys, the villains of the story, if you will. A feud that we didn't even start. It was started by Jason. All because he called us out. And we retaliated and such, because, what did we say, Ian?
We got rings, baby.
That's right. We've got rings. And the feud escalated. And now here we are, the bad guys. So here we are petitioning today to be the 2016 Floppy Villains of the Year. And to hear just how villainous we are, check out our show. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Satchel, and any other number of podcasting apps that you may find out there. Jeez, I can't even talk. That's how villainous I am. So there you go. Go ahead. Give us a listen.
Go Steelers.
Hi, this is Georgia Fox. Thank you for listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box.
He might be training somebody. It sounds like he's training that guy.
How did that? Never mind.
Going live too.
Namaste.
Is that why Dom's standing right in front of the camera?
Well, I don't know if why. I don't know if that's the reason, but he is. The camera's over here.
Oh, sorry, it was over there last time. Yeah.
We are live though on YouTube as well.
Hi YouTube.
We got to be loud for this microphone.
He said with his back to the camera.
We're not advertising for McDonald's.
The camera.
Yeah, they don't pay us enough money. Nobody hum any songs that are copyrighted either. Yeah.
Is that how you say that?
What?
Copyrighted?
Copyrighted.
Copywritten?
I thought it was copywritten.
I think it's copyrighted.
Ah, cool.
I don't
Google
know.
Google it.
No.
You're the smart one. That's why I was asking.
Not things that are not true. Oh, no. Jesus. Are we really going to talk about our vape thing?
Dude, you got to be cool. You
got to
be
Vape
Nation.
Even Vape, bro.
Vape Nation, he says.
Did you literally say Vape Nation, right? Oh, my God. I hate you so much right now.
I keep almost doing it inside because we can do it at work. In the office.
A little puff. Yeah. I'm on the show. I did do the show, and I'm like...
We're not talking about anything right now, by the way.
I know. Yeah. Sorry, YouTube.
We're talking about things that matter. Squonk life.
Squonk life? Is that what you said?
It's a squonk, man.
Oh, shit. They're squonking it.
I had to hand wind coils for this bitch.
Doyle does like getting juice squirted into his mouth.
It's true. Been an avid fan for years.
He's a big fan of getting stuff all over his face, neck, and chest.
What's up, Dom?
Come
Not much. Well, he's working.
Is he?
Yeah, he's on the clock.
He can stand up, though.
Yeah, he can. That, but then he's vigilant.
I think I bought enough comics to buy 5 or 10 minutes of your time today.
Wow.
So we're going to talk about our pop culture classic. Thank you, Jason, for picking it. None of us watched it.
That's not true.
No, it's not true. I watched it like back in the day when it came out. So today we're going to talk about...
That
is a fucking long time ago.
1997.
21 years.
Yeah. L.A. Confidential, directed by Curtis Hanson, starring Russell Crowe, Guy Pearce, Kim Basinger, Danny DeVito, who I completely forgot was in this movie, and he's like the best reporter.
Yep.
And, of course... Kevin Spacey. Should we call him the late Kevin Spacey since he's never going to make a movie again?
He'll be back.
I don't know. There's a lot of press on R. Kelly right now. So.
Oh, God damn it. Yeah. So I got this amazing Facebook message from Juan that was like, should I reach out to Kevin Spacey to interview him for this movie? And I immediately responded, yes. And he said... He said, yeah, I just wanted to double check because of, you know, what's going on with him. And I said,
Kevin Spacey.
I said, that's exactly why you should reach out to him. He's not doing anything right now. So look forward to our Kevin Spacey interview.
What Kevin Spacey did?
Kevin Spacey molested
He's
young
accused.
Men.
He's accused.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Was he just whipping out his like penis or something in front of him?
I think that was Louis C.K.
Yeah, that was Louis C.K.
That just jerked it in front of people without their permission. Hey, watch me. Watch.
I feel like
so
people
weird.
Don't... respect things enough. Like Louis C.K. starts jerking my face, I feel like I'm a part of something right now.
You famous.
Yeah. It's quite funny.
Now I need $1 million. I'm going to tell everybody.
Even his penis was quite hysterical.
So I'm looking at the trivia. Kim Basinger turned down the role of Lynn Bracken 3 times before saying yes. She was director Curtis Hanson's first and only choice for the role.
It's a bit stalker.
This is based on a James Ellroy book. I don't know if anybody else is familiar with his books, but he writes like these really great like crime fiction novels that took place at that point. Oh my God, why am I having a brain fart? The Quentin Tarantino movie with Samuel L. Jackson and Robert De Niro as gangsters and the lady that plays Coffee. Oh my God, it's like one of my favorite Quentin Tarantino movies too.
I can tell.
Why can I not remember it? Jesus, I'm tired. The Long Kiss Goodnight is based on one of his books. Like there's a ton of crime movies based on James Ellroy's books. So
have you seen LA Confidential, John?
Yeah. Guy Pearce did not like.
I remembered virtually nothing about it, like when I started watching it. Go ahead.
Guy Pearce didn't like Ed Exley when he first read the screenplay, and he felt the character was overly self-righteous, which he is. So.
Are you awake? What is going on?
I know. I'm just tired.
Well, so far, I like how nobody in the movie wanted to be involved with
What's weird is normally I write down like the snippets of trivia in like one thing, and right now I'm scrolling through it on my phone because I forgot to write it down.
You can tell.
James Ellroy described Kevin Spacey's performance as Jack Vincennes. It's hard to say.
Yeah.
As some of the best self-loathing I've ever seen on screen, so that's fun.
Yeah, he probably has a lot of experience with that.
it wasn't that way touching that young boy.
Guy Pearce didn't like the cop whom he rode around rode around with.
Nobody liked anything about
finding him to be racist. He got more from the 1950s police training films, which featured the kind of rigid stiffness that he was seeking to bring to his character. And the script went through 7 drafts before Curtis Hanson felt confident enough to let James Ellroy see it. So,
nice.
Yeah. Damn. So basically, nobody wanted to be in the movie, right. And it was a lot of hard work.
And yet, it's like incredibly well regarded and was well reviewed at the time.
It's a great movie, like especially if you like that crime drama kind of thing. Like I said, I got home from Captain Marvel. And was going to watch it, and I got about an hour into it and started dozing off. But I'm going to finish watching it today because I love movies like this. Like, I love Long Kiss Goodnight. I loved – what the fuck is the name of that movie? I got to look it up.
Sorry, YouTube.
True Romance. Is that it?
Not True Romance. So. It's like his second movie.
Stop yourself, Doyle.
Quentin.
Wow, this is awful fucking video right now.
I almost like fucking clicked the link again. Like, oh, it's us. Oh, shit. It's us.
As soon as I see it, I'm going to feel like such a stupid ass. Jackie Brown. Jackie Brown is a James Ellroy, I believe. But it's that same vein of, like, crime drama taken to, like, it's a lot of talking,
degree.
But it ends up being like really exciting in the long run. I don't know. I love shit like this. I read a lot of books like this. I listen to a lot of podcasts like this, and I love these kind of movies. So
the reason that I chose LA Confidential, I've been watching all these Guy Pearce movies. So Memento, we did, and then recently watched The Count of Monte Cristo, which is one of my favorite movies. You know, another period piece with Guy Pearce. And so I thought, well, let's do this one. Because, again, I hadn't seen it. Like, I probably saw it in, like, 2001 or 2, you know, a few years after it came out. But
I think wasn't it, like, nominated for – I mean, I'm sure we could look it up. But I think it was nominated for Best Picture. And so I saw it at the time.
Yeah.
And
I remember liking it when it first came out.
It was probably one of the first, like, just straight-up crime movies that I had seen except for Chinatown.
Right. And it's very Chinatown-esque.
Yeah.
Well, it's really compared to that movie a lot, obviously. Set in L.A. around the same time period.
Right. That movie's fucking crazy the way that ends. I was like, oh, that's gross.
Next, we'll watch Chinatown.
But yeah, I loved it. So
it was interesting for me because, again, it had been probably at least 20 years since I'd seen it, and I had forgotten pretty much everything. Like, I knew, like, Guy Pearce was in it. I knew that
Russell Crowe
was in it. And this is kind of, like, I think Russell Crowe's first big role where he was, like, you know, kind of elevated to star status because it was still Gladiator was still a few years out.
He's a badass in this movie too.
He is a badass in this movie. And so I remember liking it at the time. I remember really liking Russell Crowe's character at the time when I had seen it back then, 20 years ago, but had forgotten everything else. Like, I couldn't remember the basic plot or anything. Couldn't have told you anything about it. So it was interesting rewatching it. I mean, I still liked it. I didn't like it as much as I remember loving it back when it first came out.
Right.
The things I thought were interesting about it. So watching what's a period piece, I mean, it was made in 97, 98, you know, showing the 50s. So now it's a 20-year-old movie doing the 50s. So I just thought it was interesting that the movie has
aged.
It's
like a period piece.
And it almost works for it.
Yeah.
It's like, it like feels more like, okay, now this feels like an old movie and it's set as an old movie.
And it feels like everything seems run down and not as like glossy as a movie would seem today just because it was made 20 years ago.
Right.
And like you said, it kind of builds that feel in like a really weird way.
Yeah. So it almost like enhances that noir you know, feel of the film, which I thought was interesting. The cast obviously is amazing. So like everybody is like, you know,
top-notch.
Are top notch actors. Yeah. I mean, you got James Cromwell, you didn't even talk about, is like fantastic. You know, DeVito is amazing.
Is great in this movie.
He's fantastic. You know, Crow is fantastic. You know, Guy Pearce is always good. And his character is funny because, like, he didn't like his character. And, like, it's probably, like, the least likable character.
He's awful. Like, the scene where he's watching through the mirror and watching them, like, throw Vincent under the bus.
Right.
And, like, we're going to have to take away the show from you for a little while. And you see his face sink. And you see, like, it cuts. And you can see his reflection in the mirror. And he just has this fucking smug punch me look on his face where you're like, oh, that fucking guy. I hate that guy. I don't know. It's I love the way it unfolds and unfolds and unfolds, and it's made me excited to finish watching it because I love that.
Yeah, and I think that's, I mean, the strength of the movie for me, aside from the acting and the supporting performances, which are great,
is the writing.
The writing and then how those two characters, so I mean, it's still basically about White and Exley and these two polar opposite people, you know, because like White is like all like id, you know, he's like just pure instinct, emotion driven character. And then Exley,
what's up, Marcia?
Exley is like so calculated, and every, you know, everything he does has some like political
ulterior motive
angle to it. And so these two characters, how they, you know, are introduced to each other, then clash, and then ultimately have to come together at the end and have some bonding. I mean, that's the cool kind of arc of the movie that I think from a, you know, writing standpoint and the way that they play it out, you know, is really strong.
I love that I personally connect so much easier with White than Exley.
For sure.
Because there's no point in my life where I feel like I've ever had to be that conniving.
Are you sure?
Hello.
Hey, Joshua.
He doesn't like you.
I know.
Yeah, he hates you. He hates you. Wow. Side note, I'm going to interject. LA Confidential was nominated for 9 Academy Awards, won 2 of them. Kim Basinger was nominated for Best Actress in a Supporting Role. Curtis Hanson and Brian Helgeland for Best Writing, Adapted Screenplay. It was nominated for Best Picture, Best Director, Best
times.
Art Direction, Best Cinematography, Best Film Editing, Damn. Best Original Dramatic Score, and Best Sound Mixing, but lost them all to Titanic.
God.
Basinger.
Makes sense.
Let's talk about how one of these movies holds up and one of these really doesn't. Like, L.A. Confidential is clearly
a
superior movie.
Have you seen Titanic recently?
A lot of people do like Titanic.
So
pop culture classic.
So I think
no.
Fuck you. I'm not watching that. So
a lot of titties.
I think I talked about it a couple of weeks ago. This is going to Titanic, not LA Confidential. Sorry. Where I talked about Kevin Hart's Black History Month special that's on Netflix, which is totally hilarious if you like get a chance to watch it.
Which one?
It's called Kevin Hart's Black History Month. Like, it's him teaching his kids about some of like the lesser known like heroes in like black culture in the United States.
One guy shipped himself in a box.
Yeah, exactly. It's about
that
stuff.
Guy's name.
But so there's this scene where one of the characters, he's a slave on a riverboat, and he's standing at the prow of the ship, and he goes, "I'm the king of the world." And the master comes up behind him, goes, "Excuse me," he goes, "I'm the slave of the world." It's super,
wow,
super funny.
That's awful.
It's really, really funny, and it ends up being really cute in the long run. I don't know. So my thing with like a movie like this, or like any film noir, like Chinatown or like Jackie Brown, is that unfolding of plot is always super fascinating to me, because like in the times that I've written, I can only write like a beginning to end story, you know, like I've never been able to like fully grasp how to write like this part goes here and this part goes here and this part goes here. And then in the end, they all come together. And I love that process of like a story that like reveals itself to you over time. Right. And that's what, I mean, that's what intrigues me about this. Like I'm hooked and ready to watch. Like when I go home, I'm going to change back into my pajamas because fuck being awake this early. Like, and I'm going to sit down. I'm going to finish watching it because it's, I'm intrigued and I want to watch the rest of it. And it's really cool. So also I love the scene. Just as the stoner in me, the scene where he does the pot bust and he sees right. the stuff on the table, he's all into pocket. That made me laugh really hard. Yeah.
I was not a fan of this movie. I just think it's too slow for me, I think. And I'm just not, I don't watch a ton of crime drama kind of movies. It's just not my jam. It's weird because we go to dinner theaters and stuff a lot. I actually like going to see something like that live. I'm just not a big crime guy. I don't know why.
When we talked about Murder on the Orient Express, didn't you not like that too?
I haven't watched it.
It came to mind instantly.
It wasn't me.
Yeah.
The recent one? Or
yeah. Well, any of them.
I like them both.
I like both of them.
I mean, it's not to say I don't like crime dramas at all. It's just not normally something I usually watch. So it just wasn't. It just was slow for me. It felt old. It felt old. It felt older than it was, which is weird. Because
it's a period piece.
Right. So it's just weird. I don't know. I was just not a giant fan.
I actually felt the same way, particularly like for the first half, and then or maybe even three quarters of the film, and then the last act is like really good.
See, that's where I have to get. I think because I remember liking the movie, so I had no problems going and watching it. But about halfway through, I was just falling asleep. Like, it just was kind of drowning. Right.
Halfway through, I was falling asleep because it was, like, almost 2 in the morning. Right. So I was super engaged. I just couldn't stay awake.
It was my 2 o'clock in the morning. It was, like, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
But I think, you know, what you described, though, is that strength of that kind of plot that kind of takes a while to unravel. Right?
Yeah.
And to really get a sense of where the movie is going. I think that's part of it. So it is a very deliberately paced movie
right.
through the first, you know, 2 acts. And then
it's
like then that last act, you're like, oh,
popcorn.
Okay,
it's like intentionally
bottom,
slow.
It's all buttery and nice.
Because, like, it's intentionally really slow because you have to discover who this person is and discover who this person is. And, like,
right.
you have the moment where Russell Crowe meets Kim Basinger's character, like, in the liquor store, right?
Right.
And then he goes outside, and like this next character is revealed, and you know she ends up being a corpse. But you get that there's a connection there, but you don't know what the connection is, and neither does he.
Right.
He just is kind of like putting these little pieces together, and Exley's putting these little pieces together, and then eventually it's all coming together. And I love that. Like the strength of writing in that is really cool, but. If you're not down for a slow, deliberately paced movie, it would totally make sense to
right.
not
and,
enjoy
and,
it.
And none of them individually are particularly likable characters.
Yeah, smart
you know,
or great.
Like,
yeah.
You know, with the possible exception, well, and, you know, just maybe they're likable in like eccentric ways, right? You know, Bud White is probably the one who is most clearly set up as, okay, this is going to be like the guy you're going to identify with.
But he also, like,
for me.
He also just beats the fuck out of people.
Right, exactly. Like, he's got big flaws. And
like during
and
the
sins,
bloody, like during the bloody yeah. Sunday, he goes to step in and stop the fight. And then the guy just
and
says, fuck
up,
you
yeah,
to him.
Right.
And he just goes ape shit.
Exactly.
Like for no reason.
and Vincennes is probably, you know, likable in like sort of a eccentric way, like,
but also sleazy
and
dirty.
Right, exactly.
You know, even there's that scene where the commanding officer is like, you know, are you willing to shoot a criminal in the back if you know that he's going to get off? Like, are you willing to beat a confession out of somebody? And you're like, he's just asking, like, you know, and you gotta, I mean, there has to, I don't think cop culture's progressed that much further past that in a lot of ways, but I'm sure your commanding officer doesn't straight up go, will you kill a criminal if you need to? You know,
it's one of those things that you actually wonder if the film were being released today, how they would handle like stuff like that.
Oh.
I mean, because it was just very like black and white. Like this is the way it is.
And what's crazy, when you read those James Ellroy books, the cops, like the good guy cops, that's how they are. They'll just beat a guy up. Yeah. Like, there's one that I read called, I don't think it's by the same guy, but one I read called The Good Sister, and it has to do with a private detective and all this other stuff.
Did they make that into a movie ever?
I think so.
That sounds like a movie I've seen at some point. I don't remember.
But the private detective, the cops keep bringing him in. Like over and over again to question him about this, these different crimes. And, you know, he's kind of intermeshing the different crimes because he's like hunting somebody and he just kind of ends up being in the wrong place at the wrong time over and over and over again. And as the book goes on, the cops beat him progressively more and more and more. And like, that's literally just how they try to get him to confess, is by punching him up. And he's been punched up by the cops so many times that he's just like, keep going. Like, I'm not going to tell you anything. It's my job to not tell you things.
Well, right. Did you describe – I know that we've done this a couple times. Did you describe the movie at the beginning, aside from calling it a crime drama? Do we know – just for people who may not
– it's a convoluted plot of a crime movie. So it's kind of difficult to, like – grasp it without like giving away a good chunk of the movie, but basically it has to do with a regular beat cop who's white. He's a homicide detective who is trying to solve a crime and also beats up wife beaters, and a guy named Ed Exley who is like this political beast within the police department that on one hand is trying to like make the police department better by not taking bribes and not, you know, beating people up in interrogation rooms, but is also trying to effectively get his way ahead by being a smug prick, and how the two of them have to effectively come together to solve a crime.
It's true.
Yeah, that's probably the basics of it, but it's effectively a 1950s crime drama, it's good. I love it, so I liked it. I mean, it's not Maniac Cop, but
the whole thing with like the police, you know, doing the like beating the stuff out of the suspect, and you know, that's just something that's really like we're at this point where I think
we're coming back to that as a culture.
Well, but it's
coming back to it.
Kind of. Well, it never go away.
I don't think it went away. I think people just stopped talking about it.
But
we just didn't have YouTube for a while, and YouTube.
But I think it is perceived differently today a little bit. I mean. And that's why I wonder, like, how all that would be positioned today. Because I think most people now
we think
would
of it
say
as a bad thing.
It's not okay for cops to just beat people up.
Most
right,
people,
right? You know, like,
except
that's
for
just
like
not okay.
My mother, like, stepfather.
But what happens in the movie? You know, without giving away,
they just assume everyone gets beat up as a criminal.
End, like what ends up happening at the dramatic conclusion
of
the movie
Burger King.
Is Exley shoots a guy in the back.
Yeah,
there's McDonald's.
That, you know, as opposed to letting him get away, you know, he shoots him in the back, which is exactly what he said he wouldn't do at the beginning of the movie. So you've got this character who ends up, you know, compromising this moral ideal that he had set for
himself. His eternal moral.
Even though his morals are, like, so loosely held.
They're still his morals. Okay? You know. Loose or not.
So
they're loose and he doesn't even uphold them.
But yeah, but I think
which is why they're
still,
loose.
It's just still an issue within pop culture, and I don't think pop culture knows exactly what to make of it at this point. So, like, you know, how do you handle this idea of, you know, what are the lines that people who protect us have to cross,
right?
Know? And what do you give up when you go over that line?
Is Training Day like the modern
really
equivalent of this movie in a lot of ways?
Training Day is a much more exciting equivalent.
Training Day came out like maybe only a few years after.
Right, but like
movie,
taking
but
like
in the same context.
That right. Same concept of like here's a good cop, here's a dirty cop, but both of them are kind of good and both of them are kind of dirty kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Training Day was better.
You just love Denzel.
I do like Denzel. Silky smooth, buddy.
Dude, he is pretty good looking. I'm not going to lie. I do him.
Wasn't Eva Mendes naked in that movie, too?
I don't remember.
That's not a reason to enjoy a movie. I'm just saying.
Sure it isn't.
Just look it up on Google, bro, if you want that.
Or Pornhub.
I just said, it's like a caveat. You know? You don't watch Desperado for the fucking Selma Hayek scene, but it's not wrong that it's in there.
Wait, you don't? So what do we say?
I gave it a thumbs mostly down.
You can say thumbs down if you don't like it.
Thumbs down. Me neither.
You don't like it?
I'm just in between because, like I said, I remember liking it, and then I just wasn't feeling it and fell asleep. So, like you, I think I'm going to watch the rest of it and see if that just rekindles the liking of it.
You rubbed one out right before that.
Yeah.
Right. You know? To somehow.
It's hard to stay awake.
I'm going to give it a thumbs up because I was really enjoying it, John? And I can't wait to finish it today.
Thumbs up or down, John?
Oh. What? You like that movie?
Yeah.
He's gonna stuff you in that bathroom.
Dom hated it.
I can.
Just, let's not.
Multiple angles.
So, I mean, I'm thumbs up too, but I will say that again. I remember really liking this movie, and now I'm more liked it, but maybe not as much as I remember.
You know what's weird is I think we're in a weird time where. Like, in those kinds of times, in those movies, actors were, like, actors. You know what I mean? Al Pacino and all them, they were, like, to be an actor, because at the time, there wasn't fucking millions and millions of them. It was, I think it held a little bit more water. Well, but I'm just saying, like, it's, I feel like media is so, like, there's tons and tons of media right now. And I just think that those kinds of actors were a little different, and they're kind of heading... out,
I think
you're.
I'm gonna hitch myself to an unpopular wagon right here. A lot of those actors you're describing, I don't even think are that good actors.
That's what I'm saying, though.
But there was less of them,
so they're held up to a very high pedestal.
Like, every time someone says Al Pacino, I'm like, I enjoy a lot of Al Pacino films, and he is a good actor. But he's always fucking Al Pacino.
See, what I think
he's never not Al Pacino.
What I think he's saying, and I kind of agree with this. There's such a saturation of media,
right.
That like. Juan probably has like actors and actresses that are like his favorite actors and actresses, and they are going to be completely different than mine because his niche of things that he enjoys is very different than mine.
Juan loves The Rock.
Whereas in the 90s, I love The Rock too.
Joss loves Vin Diesel.
I don't love Vin Diesel.
I don't know if I love Vin Diesel.
You do.
Okay, maybe we have more in common than we think. But like back in the 90s, like Kim Basinger was like, everybody loved her. Kevin Spacey was great in every movie.
See, Kevin Spacey is a great actor.
But I'm just saying, like, it was way less pinpointed. Like,
sure.
Everybody, it's like It. Like, oh, sorry. It's like how everybody watched the miniseries It, and we all talked about it at school. But now that's not like a thing. Like, my kids don't understand that concept.
By the way, isn't the second of those movies supposed to come out eventually?
Year. Yeah.
Yeah.
2020.
But we all gotta go watch it again.
It's gonna be like three and a half hours long.
Those people were held and you're like, man, I wish I could be an actor one day. But now you can go to YouTube and just have people watch you and then somehow be famous. You
right.
know what I mean? So it just seemed a lot harder. Like, those people went to theaters and those people did that kind of acting and that was special, you know? And so it's hard to connect sometimes with movies like this because for me, it was slower, you know, because that's how its intention was. But you're buying into the movie because of that, because these guys are supposed to be the pinnacle of what
acting is. You know something special is supposed to come out of it. Yeah. I don't know. I'm getting exactly what you're saying.
I hear what you're saying
now. Which is really weird.
So I thought you were saying that was incorrect before.
The jump to conclusions board?
Yeah.
That movie's great too. That movie really fucking
Fucking Office
well.
Space. It's amazing.
That was a better PCC choice.
Oh, that movie was
That's
amazing.
That's a good movie too.
All right, so
Dragnet. Actually,
next up.
I don't think so.
What?
Because I remember other times people have talked about Dragnet and I didn't see it.
The Dan Aykroyd one?
Yeah
it was pretty funny. It was weird.
I thought it was funny.
I
like Dan Aykroyd.
Once I watch it, I'll probably see it.
You know what I loved about Dragnet is like the TV show totally took itself super fucking seriously, and the movie is just totally stupid.
What's up with? Okay, I know it's like off subject, but what's up with that recent development of like TV shows being developed now off movies that aren't like made to be sequential? Like Shooter. You saw the movie Shooter with Mark Wahlberg, right? Where you just
no.
That's a movie that shouldn't have been more than one thing. He's like, well, they hired him to frame him of killing a guy.
Lethal Weapon.
And now, and Lethal Weapon, same shit.
Now there's a Lethal Weapon TV show.
They're making all kinds of these shows that are based off movies that you wouldn't think there even needed to be a part two of.
Well, there's, I mean, admittedly, though, there's like
Taken?
Five Lethal Weapon movies.
There's a Taken TV show.
Like Hannah, that's the same way. They made a TV series out of the movie Hannah. Yeah, you're right. That is kind of weird.
Yeah, but to be fair, Lethal Weapon is just a pair of cops. So you, I mean, you can just go to the
That's
next
easy.
Crime.
Yeah.
No, no, I know, but I'm just saying he's talking about other stuff as well.
But I mean, it's still weird to me. Like, it's just like, I don't know.
I think, you know, what it is it, you know, Hollywood sees, like, if, and it's obviously outside of Hollywood now because anybody can make anything.
It's money.
Right. If there's a property that's been proven to make money in the past,
really?
People try to.
I didn't imagine Shooter made a fuck ton of money, and it's
well, that, and that does seem weird.
Shooter was awesome.
Before we move on, I do want to say I saw the preview for the Fast and the Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw. That is the first Fast and the Furious movie that I have been interested in watching since Tokyo Drift.
It looks amazing.
It looks amazing.
Honestly, it's such a long side of me.
I saw the first three, and then I got about halfway through the fourth one. I was like, I'm out.
Fucking is Idris Elba
and Jason,
and Jason Statham.
Statham. It looks
it's
amazing.
Going to make money.
What about Elba being recast as Deadshot?
We didn't talk about that, but I
oh,
I thought
happening?
It was cool.
Is that a thing?
All right, let's keep talking.
I like how you have
now
McDonald's and your wife
take
like a Burger King.
Okay, real quick before
did they just get you new Burger King?
No, I told them not to because I just heat my sandwiches up this morning.
Before we move on, let's talk for just a couple seconds.
I did not realize that.
Our next pop culture classic is going to be Jaws. Okay, and then after that, we're watching Maniac Cop.
Who chose Jaws?
What?
Who chose Jaws?
Let's see.
I think we did.
I think
okay,
it's a
it
show.
Feels like one I would also choose.
No,
and I was like, did I choose two in
it's
a row?
A show pick, and then your pick was Maniac Cop.
Yes,
and then
was.
Jason, you have a pick after that. So
you know who's not going to fall asleep during Maniac Cop?
Me, this
Anybody.
Guy. Yeah. Maniac Cop, always exciting. You yeah. should pick my Bloody
Sounds
Valentine.
Awful.
I'm just saying.
I haven't seen it. You think?
Yeah. You've seen Maniac Cop?
I have not seen it.
Oh, it's so good. It's dude, the dude that's in it, it literally can only be in Maniac Cop.
Yeah.
Like his so weird looking.
Seen Elephant Man?
Yeah.
Real life Elephant Man.
Okay.
Like,
it's a little more under control. But it's definitely a situation.
Wow.
Gotcha. He's got like four of Bruce Campbell's chins, that's what I'm saying.
And some of them are on his forehead. Like as a kid they didn't make masks that properly fit that for Halloween.
It was awesome.
He just walks around being himself.
Awesome.
I can't wait to watch that movie again.
Idris Elba.
Yeah, let's go back to regular stuff.
No,
I said before we take a break, let's talk about other stuff.
You want to take a break and then just go right into that then?
Sure, we can
do
that.
All
right.
Well, say goodbye to YouTube.
Bye, YouTube.
We out, YouTube.
That was the most unenthusiastic.
Oh,
bye,
oh, did we already cut out?
Huh?
Did we already cut out?
I cut out of YouTube.
Oh, dang it.
But we're still recording.
No, I was going to plug this. I was going to have you pause and then plug all this stuff to YouTube. It's okay.
He's
going to
act
right. Well, take me out of the recording, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, so with all of that.
Rising from the depths of a state called Michigan, two inebriated dorks prepare their plan for intergalactic domination. Mixing their extensive knowledge of geek culture with their insatiable thirst for alcohol, these two man-children bring you a show like you've never heard before. They will tell you tales from faraway lands and have you questioning their taste in beer. But make no mistake, friend, for the best coverage of your favorite comics, films, and TV shows, there's no better source for you to get your fix. So listen up, strap in, and prepare yourself as Jake and Tom conquer the world.
Hi, I'm Norm.
Hi, I'm Belle.
I'm Bobby.
We're the creators of the sequels.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to Thinking Outside the
We're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
The batch got people like a little
doing?
Bit high. And the other half of the batch, like I probably took like about 10 milligrams of just like hash oil. Oh, dude. I was like hallucinating. It was the worst. worst of my life. Are you just mirroring him so no, that you're not on camera?
Hide.
Yeah, that's
hide.
What I'm saying.
Somebody's listening. Who knows who right
scarfing
now?
Down his
probably us. Probably one of us.
It's probably Doyle.
No, I'm not
we're
touching
recording
my phone.
Too, by
oh,
the way.
Okay. Hey, everybody, and we're back.
We're back.
So we're going to talk.
Is that guy supposed to be in here?
Now we're back.
That's his employee.
That's the employee guy.
He looked a little. No, he looked a little shifty.
I have a funny fucking story about this. I'm gonna go on a rant for a second.
Yeah, let's do it.
So last Friday, Alex called in sick at the shop. So it was just Frosty and I working here. Sorry. What I have to take. And,
really?
All right. Fuck you then.
I want to hear the story. Fuck that guy.
So it's just Frosty and I. And I that was our anniversary. Chris and I our 10th anniversary. So I was leaving at the store at 5 to go on a date with her and have dinner. And
yes.
This isn't.
Go right ahead.
Thanks, Captain.
Just say whatever you're going
to
say.
I'd like to have some books pressed by Dom, but apparently it's so secretive that.
We do that here. That's a service that we offer.
I know. Okay. I know that.
At
you want me to
Hall of Justice Comics.
At Hall of Justice Comics, you can get a.
I got you. Don't worry. I have a pen on your face.
I'm trying to get out of here at 5 to go on a date with my wife for our anniversary.
Game.
Frosty and I are here. Yeah, I know. So lame.
Okay.
The door dings because we have a door sensor on the front and the back. And so I thought it was the front. We had the store was packed full of people. I called Dom to see if he could come help us out. Yeah, the back door dings too. God damn it. Just let me tell my story. I called Dom to see if he could come down since we were short-staffed, and Dom was generous enough to drive all the way from Golden. I don't know what you were doing up there, but thank you, Dom.
You're welcome.
And so he walks into the shit show here at the store, but I go to walk out, and there's a dude in the back, and he's like digging through boxes. And I came back out front because I was like, hey, Frosty, do you know that there's a guy back here?
A dude entered the back door.
Yeah, he came in the back door and was digging in the back. And Frosty's like, no. So we both go into the back, and I'm like, hey, man, can we help you find something? And he's like, no, I'm just shopping. And he had a stack of books. And I was like, well, this is our back room. This is not the comic book store. And he's like, really? He's like, I was like, did you come in the back door? And he's like, yeah. Who the fuck thinks that that's a shop back there, first and foremost? Like, he was grabbing stuff off of the stream sale rack that didn't sell, and he was grabbing stuff from comic collections that I hadn't purchased yet. So I was like, yeah, come out to the front, and you can dig out here, man. There's all kinds of comics out here, and you can hear stuff because the wall doesn't go to the ceiling. It was so weird.
He came over here, and his eyes were like, holy
wow.
Shit.
The person I don't know's credit.
I mean, there's...
I've been in some pretty shoddy comic books.
And that's what other people have said too. But it was just like, what the hell is going on?
But I mean, there's like a fridge and shit.
Hey, Randy.
There. Like, yeah. It definitely does not look like
and
a comic
stacks
book show.
Of boxes. It was weird.
Oh, that's funny.
And so it's ironic that you said that because Seth was coming in the back door as he does.
So John left.
He's a very angular hair.
You gotta, make sure you comment on his Wicked Widow's peak because he loves that so much.
That's right.
Basically,
he loves it, and he has an Avatar shirt.
His face is just a comic book character.
That's amazing.
He's trending.
Yeah.
Hey, Seth.
Seth.
I like that you have a hand.
That's just the
far.
Symbol.
What is that? What is the Avatar? Does he have powers or something?
Oh, the Airbender.
Yeah.
He's got the arrow stars.
That's right.
Are we on this?
Yeah.
Does it glow?
Can you do one of your airbender powers?
Fuck you, Dad.
You can control the paper with clippers.
Yeah, but then I have a hairline that's all the way back here.
That's right.
I know I got one of those.
It's called shaving your head.
Well, he's almost there.
Wait, the worst part is
why leave that?
He wears a shirt that looks that has airbender on it.
I get too late here probably like once a month, and you've caught me in a
just go get it shaved.
You say growth spurt. Does it mean your powers are stronger?
Is it the full moon right now? Is that what's going on?
I think bullseye.
I
like see
think bullseye.
We love you, Seth.
Doesn't he have to wear an outfit like the Golden Child?
You guys want to talk about how my hairline doesn't grow here either?
It's on video, so they'll be able to tell us how your hairline is.
Right.
He's looking up in the air.
He gets that hairline from his mom because you can see that little point when you're right here.
Wow. Did you miss that?
Your mom has that widow's peak too, and you're like, oh yeah.
I thought you were saying because, like,
oh, you should have heard it on Tuesday. It was so much worse.
Yeah, well, I can't say, but I can't talk about a dude.
This is the light stuff,
vagina.
And I've been dealing with it for about a year.
We can use this.
We need help.
Yeah,
we can use
this
in your unemployment.
It gives you an
record.
Idea which way her mouth should be facing.
If you have a problem, talk to human resources.
Make sure you file a complaint with the HR department.
Believe me, I've tried to file tons of complaints. They never go through.
And when you turn her around, it's like a one way. So you're going that way. You're like,
are you still talking about his mom?
She gets, what I thought he never stopped. His mom was pointed to come out head first. Sculpted him.
He's not. He's saying that it's a visual marker.
That's right.
For he's coming in for the landing.
It's like a it's like an enemy here.
I like all the visual storytelling right now.
Well, we're on video right now. So
that's
so
true.
We have to be visual. We gotta,
so that was the story about the guy that shopped in my back room.
And here's the moral of the story. Let people do that
like
because he got up to the counter after he left. It was $650 worth of comic books. He had a stack, man. It was ridiculous. I was like, okay, fine. You just go
shop in the back door.
Go in the back. This is
from now on, that's your special entrance.
That's right. That's the VIP room. Champagne room, as it used to be called.
Oh, shit. No sex back there, though.
You just have to be
I'm sure John and Chris have already got that. I came in one morning, and the rack was all over. There was comics all over the floor.
It's just because I'm fat and clumsy, man.
There was a wet butt print on there, and...
It was John's. She had him over the counter.
International Women's Day. It was 2 days ago.
That's her birthday, too.
That's right.
So
is it really?
That's double.
Double whammy.
So Idris Elba was cast as Deadshot in the Suicide Squad sequel.
I think that's a good pick.
Not Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle?
I think that's a better pick than what Will... What is it, Will Smith?
Will Smith. Yeah, I do, too.
I like both of them. I don't mind.
And he's dead in the MCU, so... Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I care. I definitely don't care.
Well, it's a new it's James Gunn is doing it now, so it's. I think people are going to start to care more. Yeah.
Do you think that Will Smith has lost his like luster? I don't get the same like epic actor vibe from him anymore. It's like,
I never did. I just thought he was a good actor.
You thought he was a good actor?
Like Bright is amazing.
Like, yeah, I agree.
I did. I liked Bright.
I've never seen that one.
I liked
but
Bright.
But
that was good.
The point is, like, Bright was a direct to Netflix movie. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
but he still
Will Smith is not like. Bankable, he makes a movie, it's going to open with $100 million,
right?
Like, star.
Like, yeah.
Sure. I don't know. I think Bad Boys 3 is going to make a lot of money.
I think
it might, but I think it's like, you know,
but that's,
kind of
I think that's more,
before,
I think
like,
that's more on nostalgia than on actually, a Will Smith
movie. But aside from that, Suicide Squad did make a lot of money. Like, but again, but it's a cast of characters.
Yeah.
But what other movies does he put out?
Everybody want to see, what's her name?
Aladdin.
Take off her shirt.
Well, that hasn't come out yet, but that'll make a lot of money too.
But not because Will Smith is in it.
The sickest scene in the movie.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What real movie has he come out with where it's just him.
He did that one with him and his kid where he was like living in a closet.
Oh, what?
Happiness?
Happiness.
Happiness.
Yeah. Happiness.
That was a good movie.
I've seen
like
that movie, and the way you described it didn't bring it to mind.
I'm just saying.
Closet? He was in a bathroom a lot.
Do you think the strangeness of his kid like is part of that?
Yeah, his kid is insane.
He does have one semi-normal kid, I think.
Although,
I think it's more
the one
like
song he contributed to the Spider-Verse movie is pretty good.
The era of like... The superstar
is kind of over.
Like, you know, Harrison Ford.
Right.
And, you know.
I think it's because they've been replaced with, like, actually good actors.
What?
Which I know is what I was saying earlier. It's like, it puts me in a bad spot.
Tyler Yates said
he
had a Netflix movie that flopped. Was that Bright? I don't think it flopped.
Dude, Bright?
Can a Netflix thing flop?
You know, I don't know, yeah.
That's the thing is they don't
Netflix
they don't
told me it was good.
Right.
It was 98%.
I watched it and I enjoyed
the
it.
The shit out
Who's
of that
this uninformed
movie?
Asshole?
My cousin.
Side note, his name is Tyler Yates and he's not an asshole.
He's my cousin.
Oh, he's your cousin?
Juan apologizes for
Doyle. I learned some stuff from him.
Will Smith is your cousin?
No. Side note, I saw Will Smith at Shops here at the mall last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's he doing, Mike?
He works at the teeth whitening place.
Does he really?
Yeah.
It's not the same Will Smith.
It's not the same.
Although that Will Smith's teeth also fantastically white.
But like every time he comes in, I want to play like Getting Jiggy With It on the radio just to see if he's going to be like,
called him,
I'm
Willie
done, I'm out. No, did you?
Never shopping here again.
Yes. Can you go Big Willie? He didn't say anything.
He's all like, fuck you guys.
He probably hates him.
All those old-timey actors.
Old-timey.
Old-timey.
Like fucking Charlie Chaplin?
20 years ago.
I'm not even talking about Will Smith, sorry.
Charlie Chaplin.
Al Pacino's, the Burt, fucking Reynolds.
Back in those silent movie days.
They're always the same person in every movie that they are.
Right.
And now you have actors that, like, actually, I feel like, change based on their role.
You don't think Star-Lord is...
That I do, yeah.
He's on that
scale. Same with, like, Jonah Hill or Seth...
Seth Rogen. Seth John.
And those
the one where he's...
I'm not saying that those
Secretary
guys don't still
State
exist.
Yes.
I'm just saying they're not the foremost in Hollywood.
I think, like, Jonah Hill, I think, said
you
he's
think
done
Chris
with
Hemsworth
those
is Chris Hemsworth is Chris Hemsworth? I don't see a lot of range in that guy.
I don't know, that new movie he made with the motel is nothing like he...
I don't know, I see a lot of shirt off.
He is. Like, in Ghostbusters, it was hilarious, but I just, I don't know.
Bad Times at the El Royale.
He's in like a...
I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, there are too many conversations going on right now.
See, he does not come across the store in that movie.
What?
Does he come across the store in that movie?
Not at all.
I'm saying, like, he's transformational.
He's got some range.
He got Edward Norton.
Well, I mean, he had range in all
three fours. It's a random one, he has range. They're all different.
Yeah, but he's
that part is
he's got short hair and one eye. He's missing a Mjolnir. He's got
shit. A scam likely is calling me.
A scam.
A scanner darkly is calling me.
See that part of the Last Avengers where Star Lord played Thor? It's completely different.
You gotta watch it. We haven't seen it.
We watched it last night.
What time do you need to leave?
He's got some serious dramatic
yeah.
chops.
Yeah.
What time
like,
do you need to
leave?
Not till 1:30.
Snowpiercer.
Oh. That's a movie people should watch if you haven't.
Snowpiercer is a movie you should
I
watch.
I love Snowpiercer.
The movie's fucking amazing.
Not Another
amazing.
Team movie was amazing.
What?
Which one?
Not Another Team movie.
Damn, that was a long time ago.
That was his first movie.
Yeah, wow, you brought that whole room down right now. You got at least three
Everybody
seconds.
Everybody
We're going to cancel your Patreon.
No, I'm not, by the way.
Yeah, we take your money. We don't get it.
Yeah, you could tell me to go right to hell.
Right? Oh, yeah. Flame on.
Granted, you didn't play Johnny Storm very well.
As no one has so far.
I didn't know if you even think about those movies.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You collect Fantastic Four, don't you?
Oh, he collects everything. We just saw his pool.
Yeah.
Oh, he collects everything.
That's not true. I buy a lot of things. I don't... Once you start spending lots of money on older issues, I don't like the
second Shazam trailer.
Shazam.
Oh, that looked awesome.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see that movie. It looks like a blast.
I do too. I think
Shazam is at the top of my list to see of movies right now.
Is it?
I don't know the story
of comic book movies.
All the toys that I'm seeing, all the other characters are wearing a super suit.
Yeah.
Do they all share?
There's a whole Marvel family.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, that's the original story.
Right.
So that's where all the Brie Larson haters are going to go.
They all Shazam.
They're all
to watch
the original
Marvel.
Captain Marvel.
Oh my gosh, I did have to explain that to my kid.
Yeah.
Because somebody was like, well, Shazam is just Captain Marvel, but there's a Captain Marvel movie coming out. And my son was like, so what the fuck is happening? Right. Like, I was like, well, back in 19-tickety-8, like, you know, and I had to explain that Captain Marvel was a DC property, and then they had to change the name because Marvel sued them. Well, yeah, but that's... I'm not going to explain
you
all of
have.
That.
You should have. You failed this parenting.
You want me to explain it to
so
you?
So what's faucets?
Yeah, dude, the last time
like
I tried
the bathroom,
to explain...
The faucet?
The last time I tried to explain to my son the transition from Atlas to Marvel, he's like, so, like, where do you get Atlas comics now? I'm like, on the fucking internet, because they don't exist anymore, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
and they're expensive.
They're expensive as shit.
Your kid or at your kid?
I always. Yes.
Both.
Both. Look.
How about the second Hellboy trailer?
I haven't seen
it looks
that yet.
A whole stupid. Lot
it looks a lot.
I agree.
His
stupid.
His face
awesome.
Looks like a guy hit by a truck.
Yeah.
Grand
yeah,
Hellboy maybe
really
should look like that, so
right.
you don't
the
know.
The only thing, and this is super nitpicky, and I'm, you know, I'm gonna go
is
in.
It's not Ron Perlman.
I'm gonna go in with a big.
That's
so
the nittiest.
So
fix.
The weird thing is, and it just strikes me as odd. So Ron Perlman is a big guy. Like I think he's like 6'5" or taller. And what's the name of the actor?
David Harbour.
Harbour, right.
he looks short in some way. So it looks visually different, like when you see him, and I'm sure like you'll forget about it like within 2 seconds.
His face does look weird.
Yeah, he looks like Cro-Magnon.
It does look really weird.
I just thought they went a little lumpy in parts that didn't need to be.
I just thought it was odd because Harbour looks like, you see him on Stranger Things, right, and it looks like he's a huge, big guy. Yeah.
He's playing with a bunch of 12-year-olds.
But he looks so much squashy.
They're almost as tall as her, too.
Everything looks huge next to a 12-year-old.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow. That's out on Facebook right now.
Gabe was talking about
it.
Dave was talking about his
I can't
penis.
Take that back.
Look at that thing on a 12-year-old.
I can't take that back.
I feel bad. It's
12-year-old second, don't look that big.
Don't look that big. I've seen bigger zucchini. I've seen bigger zucchini in my life.
I think it looks cool because they're just expanding upon the Hellboy mythos. Like, you've got Captain Daimyo that's in the movie. He's the dude. You haven't seen the second trailer, but the captain from the BPRD that turns into the Jaguar God is in the trailer.
Oh, nice.
You get to see the Baba Yaga's house that's walking around on the chicken legs. That's in the trailer, so it's cool.
Nice.
I'm excited.
He's really
I'll have to
check excited. It out. You I'm can really tell.
No, that's...
Plus, he's like flying around on a dragon and smoke on the water is playing.
What's that thing coming out of his head?
The crown.
The crown of fire. The movie does...
He's the king of hell, yeah.
So what does that mean? Does that crown do anything?
No, it's just for show.
Yeah.
We're going back a little bit.
It's the symbol of his sovereignty in hell.
Why does the captain come out when was he like kick ass more?
Yes. It's when he gets really upset.
He's the same, but he also in a crown. It's like a mic drop.
It's when he's angry.
The horns
when he's extra
come out,
angry,
the horns
come out.
It's like when your mom was...
Why are we explaining this to you? Fucking read Hellboy books. I know.
Which is one of the sickest parts of the other movies too.
They show when Rasputin is talking to Professor Broom and telling him that this is his destiny to bring forth the apocalypse on Earth. They show him like breathing fire and his arms all lit up and he's got the horns and the crown of fire.
Oh, that's awesome!
And he's breathing smoke.
It's like genuinely one of
my
favorite fucking
scenes.
That scene is
the Hellboy movie I want.
Yeah.
And this Hellboy movie looks really good, though.
Yeah.
But I just wish they could have finished his 3-movie arc.
I do, too. Yeah.
So somebody was asking on Facebook, and I forget what group it was, about what their favorite, like, Hellboy-like storylines were. And
it was Zach Rubico from the Z2 podcast.
And, like, a bunch of people, like, there
Is
were
that
a few...
white Zach or brown Zach?
Brown Zach.
Brown Zach.
It's true.
That's how they label themselves.
Yeah. But a bunch of people were talking about, you know, I don't really like the writing in Hellboy, blah blah blah, whatever.
Randy said that.
I know, which is so weird.
It drives me crazy.
I thought both movies were very well written personally.
I did too.
But like as far as
he's asking about the comic books. Zach asked, where do I start?
The comics Hellboy. Are known for being well written, I thought.
I love them.
So,
but you said Randy they're all like short them. Stories, right? It's yes. not one continuous.
I've heard of people not liking Mignola's art before.
Have you ever read how Baltimore is?
Well,
like Baltimore is segmented into volumes, and you can just read one volume and get a complete story. But if you start at volume one and go all the way through, it also tells like a big overarching story.
So they're all connected by the series.
Right. So the thing that I was surprised didn't get a lot of love was Hellboy in Hell, which to me is the most interesting and best written one because he descends in hell and finally takes like his destiny into his own hands, like kills his father and like all this other stuff. It's super fucking cool.
I like all of the little weird, like when Hellboy goes to Mexico.
Oh, God, I love that storyline.
And
accidentally gets married.
That's all that people do when they go to Mexico.
Pretty much, yeah. Fight luchadors and accidentally get married.
Check out a donkey show.
AJ Abando said that anything with Adam Sandler on it on Netflix bombs.
How do you know, though? But what is that? And that's another question.
The stand-up was really good. We talked about how great it was like 2 months ago.
How does Netflix measure success of a show?
So they know like how many people have watched
it.
Viewed it. But they don't.
They just don't tell anybody.
They don't tell us.
They just tell you you're going to like
greenlit for a part two.
So, it is.
Well, so what?
Right.
So it couldn't have.
So, I mean, that's
kind of
how we can tell is like if stuff gets picked up, you can intuit that you know, a lot of people probably watched it.
Right.
Which turned into subscriptions because that's what they
do. They're going to go to the Marvel streaming service.
That's the biggest thing is that's what everybody thinks is they're canceling so it can go over there.
I think they will.
I don't think they all could have been so bad that they all got canceled in
at the same time.
For sure not.
It's just losing rights.
Especially because Daredevil was still very good. I thought some of them lost some luster, but
I thought Punisher was great.
Yeah.
But then he Bernthal said goodbye to the role.
I became John.
Daredevil's
I don't read. Right. I can't watch anything.
So would he say that if he's not being picked up by the streaming service?
Yeah, but he may not know.
Yeah.
He also might have like an NDA or something.
Yeah.
And I think they'd stop paying Adam Sandler to make all that bullcrap.
AJ said Bright was halfway decent.
Well,
it was good. I liked it.
What was?
It was right. That's exactly where I was with it. It was halfway decent. It was good.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I didn't know what I was expecting, and it surprised me.
Yes.
Like
I was like, I know that
exactly
this,
where I was too.
This has orcs and Will Smith. I'm going to watch it. I like Dungeons and Dragons. I like cop movies. This is going to be fine.
Wow. He also said he thinks all Disney Plus will get all the Netflix stuff.
Yeah. That's my assumption.
It just seems like a no-brainer to me. They canceled everything.
But they also have their own shows mapped out because there's supposed to be a Loki one. Yeah.
Right.
They're talking about a Vision and Scarlet Witch show.
Oh, that would actually talk pretty good.
Kenny Pryde, I think he's supposed to have a show. Yeah, the Winter Soldier.
Do you think stuff like Cloak and Dagger and like Runaways and stuff might move over there too, as opposed to having them on like Hulu or Freeform?
Well, don't they own Hulu?
I thought it was all going to go to Hulu.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I forgot that ABC owns Hulu.
That's right.
It'll probably be cross-platform.
Dude, I hope to God that Marvel doesn't use the same, like, model that DC is using and that you have access to stuff without having to buy into their streaming service.
Now, why is that?
If you're going through something else. Because I don't want to have to buy, like, 8 more streaming services just to watch something I want to watch.
I haven't seen any of the DC stuff yet because I don't want to pay.
Because I don't want to pay for it. Like, I literally want to watch 2. I want to. We talked about this. We talked about this a little bit before.
I see it all the time.
Well,
the DC stuff, though, you could.
Me too.
Literally buy for 1 month and watch it and cancel it.
I'm just saying, like, there's.
Is it all uploaded to just like Netflix all at once?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Well, no.
I thought Doom Patrol is actually coming out once a week.
So did Titans.
Titans, like, you can watch all of Titans right now. Like,
because it's already.
It was coming out.
Episode week. Yeah. That's so good. You haven't watched it yet.
I haven't watched it.
And I'm sure that they're doing that in part to keep people from just getting 1 month and watching
if
all
you have
and canceling.
A, like an iPod or like bigger.
An iPad?
You said it at first.
Yeah, I just kept falling off.
GPs.
And you read comics or you read books on it, I think DC app's worth it.
That's true.
Because the amount of comics now they're putting on there and the fact they are linking the comic stories to what you're watching is very cool.
So I actually waited until I could watch it on the TV because I
like
I'll go back and read the comics, but I'm more interested in seeing the TV shows.
I would
and until like
the
a, 2 months ago
TV,
like you couldn't watch it like through Amazon. So now if you've got like Amazon Fire Stick, you can get the DC Universe app on there so you can watch the shows
but
on the TV.
So
Amazon's a weird freaking company.
So how do you feel about like the DC like linking the comic book that this, you know, episode is based on so that you can go read the comic book?
I think that's awesome.
See,
that's what I wanted.
So I've seen person lately I've seen do that is Arnold Schwarzenegger when he was holding up his Conan comic.
Dude.
But I don't know if that's because he's vying for a new movie or what they're doing.
He came out with a special edition that has him on the cover. That you have to go to his website
that was cool.
and buy
it was,
for $30 fucking dollars.
Because he needs them.
I just saw you buy something for $40.
Yeah, but that's actually rare. Like, there's a shitload of those.
There's a one per store.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
There's 3,000 copies of Arnold's book.
That doesn't seem like a lot. Is it a lot?
It's
I don't know.
Pretty decent.
For the whole country?
Well, you said
it's not
$30. 3,000 copies for himself. To be able to put his face on that cover.
And
then he has to sell those 3,000.
It's not $30 rare.
He probably
said more.
It's like $15 rare.
Yeah, $15.
Yeah. When I saw it was 30, I was like, that's double what it should be.
If you go to DC's app, though, you'll see. Like, if you watch Doom Patrol, once you're done, it'll link you to, like, Doom Patrol comics where it got started.
Old school stuff, or is it more like the Young Animal Doom Patrol? Because I haven't watched
it. I think
there
was old school comics on there.
That's cool.
I have to go look again, but I think so.
It doesn't get distracting putting other shit while you're watching.
No, it's not while it's going on.
Yeah, it's just on the app.
That's what I thought you said.
Like you're watching, just stops.
It's
fucking
like
read this
book across the bottom. If you're enjoying this scene, check out page 37 from New Teen Titans.
Well, the if I watch a lot of like true TV shit, in Practical Jokers, they do that. Like when they're reruns, they'll put a little blurb on there of like this happened while they were shooting
Netflix
this or
did
whatever.
That with Mowgli, and I wanted to. Well, they just did the whole like, did you love that scene? Watch that scene again. And
that's
I wanted to
weird.
Kill my, I was like,
hate,
what is this?
I hate that option on Netflix. I turned it off in my settings because it's like, did you enjoy that scene? Watch it again. Why the fuck would I do that? It's the middle of a movie. Like, oh, it's obnoxious.
If you watch Mowgli, like the one that they made, it happens all throughout the movie. Anytime an action scene cuts, it's like, that was awesome. Check it out again. Like, right in the middle of the movie.
Yeah. And I think
that.
It's just a.
Just do that for porn movies. Or if you really enjoyed this part, you'll love this.
But that's all did you watch. Like the cum scene?
Right, so
go backward.
Watch it reverse.
See it again.
Oh, like the firefighters.
From a different
in the
angle.
I love that. It looks like
super
they're throwing
slow-mo.
Kids in a building.
Well, that's porn companies should have that, like all the different angles of the...
They do. You can do VR headsets of that stuff now.
I'm not that familiar.
Okay. Sure.
Lie. Lying.
I didn't know they had that.
Lying.
How do you not know that?
You're a liar.
I don't know if I'm going to watch porn.
I've got VR glasses home, and that's pretty impressive to
watch. I'm just saying my porn selection is really basic.
All of a sudden, Dom's like walking around.
What's that kid's name that came to the back there?
Seth.
Seth. I was going to say, it turns out it's just Seth, but
no, I
didn't have his name.
It feels so real.
What are you poking?
It feels exactly like a skinny lady.
A balding skinny lady.
Wow. Wow.
What's the new...
Massive.
What's the new Superboy, Earth 2 Superboy that's...
Superboy?
No, it's not. It's not Superman, but it's like, what if Superboy landed and then turned evil?
Oh, the that's James Gunn too, isn't it?
Dude, I'm surprised DC's not straight suing.
Same.
Because I was just like, is this bad Superman?
Right.
That's what I thought it was the entire time I was watching.
The article I saw said, "What if Superman was bad?"
Yeah.
And then directly referencing it.
We completely stole
an idea,
the property from DC. Wrote a movie, didn't ask them. I'm sure.
Yeah.
So that's not a DC thing?
No,
I thought that's what that was.
I think it's even in Kansas.
Yeah.
Dude, that's...
It's probably in Nebraska.
Amazing.
They all look the same.
It's in Smallville.
Similar but different. Like, it's in large town.
Yeah.
It's got a T on his chest instead of an S.
In Burlington, Colorado.
We're praying for water. We need the moisture.
Yeah, like this breakdown says evil Superman.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Because that's what I thought it
that's
was.
That's not James Gunn coming out and saying that.
True. But that's how we're perceiving
that's
it.
Press.
That's because you don't talk about the stuff you stole.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
You think that's going to improve ticket sales on it, that it's evil Superman?
Yes.
Probably.
Probably.
It looks cool as fuck. I think that's what's going to improve sales.
You know what they call it?
I was just shocked there wasn't.
Yeah, exactly.
I was just shocked that there wasn't, like, legal
that would be something cool. Just call it Prime.
Because a bar can sue a comic book for having the same title as a bar,
yeah.
But that's literally...
Dead Rabbit? That would not be
can
hard
we say
to
that?
Prove.
Can we say that without getting sued?
Dead Rabbit?
You can say whatever you
I
want, buddy.
I make a comic. Okay. I just sell it.
We have two available if anybody needs it.
It's $15 for the set.
Well, I mean, this is going to air 2 weeks from now, so
recall.
I don't. Who knows if they're still there. Hey, you plug away, buddy.
But
this is just as much your time as ours.
Back up, Doyle. Okay. Put it right there. Put it in.
No.
Not Tim.
That's just going to fall in.
You don't want him that close to you. He'll cough right in your fucking mouth.
Oh, it was gross. You could hear it, bro. In the episode. And then Tim's like...
Is that his oil?
And then immediately sick.
Yeah.
That's
I'm going to get sick from this.
So Ashton, my son,
fair,
has
Tim's
been listening...
Sick.
Hey,
to
James.
The podcast. He's been like going back and listening through them, and he was telling me that he was in the middle of class with his headphones in, taking a test. Wow. Everybody's taking a test, and he just hears Doyle, and then all of us die laughing, and then Tim go, oh my God, this is going to make me sick, and we start talking about how he coughed right in his mouth,
Doyle.
And my son is like trying to not lose his shit in the middle.
You guys didn't see through my eyes, because I turn around
so they're
Tim
like
right
this.
Here.
They're like
mouth,
this,
though.
And Tim's looking at Doyle because he's talking,
because
he's talking, and he forgets
we're both
he's
on the mic. Like
he forgets that he's there, and Tim's just watching him talk.
cock just
he like cobs into his mouth. Like, it's amazing.
That is amazing.
I wish we would have been live streaming that. It was so good.
Part of it was hilarious too because I was trying to cover, but he's there.
Yeah, like so he was like, turning away to cover his
mouth.
It was
almost like I funneled it in
right into him.
But why did you have to grab his ears when you did?
I don't know.
Tim claims that that's why his organs are shutting down.
Yeah. It's from all the fucking cow licking he's been doing.
I'm impervious. I'm just a carrier, I guess.
Can we talk about why Tim's not here today?
Yeah, because he's pretending to be a dad.
On a special trip.
Wow. Yeah. I listened to
I thought that was cool. Like,
no, we just like to make fun of
shit.
Him.
I can't
give
a shit for that.
No, I can't
think,
either.
I think it's cool he's doing a good
thing. Yeah, yeah. We think he's good.
We also do like to poke fun at him.
I know.
Because he's like insta-dad.
Where are they going?
They went to some like big place in the springs. It's like a
Great Wolf Lodge.
I think so. Yeah.
Oh, that's the indoor water park, isn't it?
He sent me a picture of it yesterday and was like, "Dude, you and your kids would love this place. Like, it looks fucking cool as hell."
First trip.
He can't even take his kids to go see a movie all at the same time.
I'm not doing it. I'm just saying it looks awesome.
Hey, what if Tim became your kid's fake dad?
He's going to pay for two entry tickets and have his kids stand on their shoulders
like the dogs in the Dorito commercial.
two adult tickets with the four kids stacked on top of each other.
Trench coat.
Yeah. That's the first reference of that.
That's a good question.
Because I remembered all the way back from All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Yeah. What's that?
The stacking multiple things.
What we were just talking about.
I'm wondering what it was.
No, but he's asking, like, what was the first iteration of that?
That's got to be cartoons from, like, the 50s and 60s.
One of those are earlier. Tom and Jerry, who knows?
Maybe even pre that.
Those people have been...
Austin Powers did it where he was standing on Mini-Me, remember?
That guy's dead. He's not alive anymore.
Wow.
I'm confused.
Last year.
Vernon Troyer, the guy that played Mini-Me, passed away. Yeah.
To be honest, he probably lived much longer than expected.
Troyer.
Right.
Vern Troyer.
I bet his full name is Vernon.
He had some disease, too, not just being small.
That's fucked up.
He's a midget.
Something about shortening it.
Just keep laughing.
Michael Kirk's attracted to him.
I like that John's face has got all bright red.
It's true.
Oh,
it's
shit.
Rest funny. In peace, buddy. Cheers.
Tiny. Sorry we made fun of you.
Those were decent movies.
So shot.
Or somehow. Or somehow.
You think they buried him in a shoebox? Like a bird?
A bird
Facebook is going to take us down.
You think Facebook is like a bunch of crap out? Vern.
Right.
What is his name?
Hey, we are people of color. We're allowed to
we
say
are,
that stuff.
Well, I mean, now we're in the... No, we're still
in
the majority.
Majority.
I was like, was it racist?
Still they large. I think, well, I think with me, we're exactly half and half.
If I bring this over, then you're
we're even like
we go back so over
even ordered the
hey,
right
get
way.
Out of here. You're messing up our split.
They can see you.
No. How many brown guys need to get one white guy?
What?
I know it's like 3.5 black guys.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, what do we... Like,
we're not doing
I don't
anything.
Know what we're talking
about. Yeah, we literally just started talking about pop culture news again.
Oh, man.
This is usually the old man segment.
I remember we wanted to talk
that,
about...
I think that went bye-bye.
Idris Elba being Deadshot. I don't think we even discussed that at all.
We talked about it very, very briefly.
Not as much as it matters.
Yeah, Will Smith just
see. That's
kind
of where I'm at with it. Like the DC movies,
like the
very
story,
few of them even seem interesting.
But you might even be able to. I mean, because he's always got stuff on for the most part. You might not even notice for most of the movie.
I just think size difference because Will Smith's gigantic.
So I guess the interesting thing is like so basically
really
they're rebooting.
Yeah.
So it's pretty much at this point has nothing to do except for the fact I guess that Harley will be the same actress who played
Margot Robbie. Yeah.
Margot Robbie. Yeah. So everything else is going to be retooled, rebooted. New actors,
well,
and that's kind of where the whole DC EU or whatever they call the movie version of the DC Universe is.
They're
where
like,
they've like
ah,
got,
fuck, let's do this
they've
again.
Got two if you count Margot Robbie, they've got like three people who are good, like good actors, right? Or they've got people who are solidly in their roles.
Quote unquote.
With Momoa, you know, Gal Gadot and Margot Robbie.
Because no one's left.
And those three characters. And everybody else is gone. So they're going to
reboot
the universe with those three characters, but just change everything else around them.
Right. Which is weird.
They need to reboot Flash.
There'll be like three Joker movies.
I did not like the Flash movie.
Isn't there like two Joker movies?
Oh, buddy, they can't even get
out?
That movie going.
I'm not sure if they're. That movie Flash was just garbage.
The movie. Oh, you're talking about like in Justice League.
That Flash
that
was
version
so bad.
Of Flash. Well, he was just comic relief. I thought
that Flash couldn't run. Every time he ran, he tripped and fell. That's not what the Flash does. if you can't run, leave him at home.
When he ran,
and he ran all stupid.
When he ran, it reminded me of Sheldon being the Flash in Big Bang Theory.
I felt like just every
weird.
They're like, "Hey, you like Flash? How about some disrespect, DC fans?" Because nothing was right about that.
It's all horrible. They can't even get one producer
besides
to stay on
dad,
that film.
Fake killed just didn't really kill his mom, but that was the only thing they got right.
I just want Killer Croc to look better.
Sure,
I really hated him in Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
He did not look right. I agree.
9 feet tall monster. Yeah.
The only thing that looked awesome to me in Suicide Squad was Enchantress.
Yeah.
Oh,
Deadshot
and,
was awesome.
And
that's
Diablo.
The one I hated the most. Dancing here.
She was a little over.
It's because he was
a little verbacious.
I don't know what to do with this.
She's moving too oddly. I thought Deadshot
She's
was awesome.
Got that Widow's Peak, and it just
Widow's Peak.
You gotta, there has to be a comic book eventually, and one of the characters' names is Widow's Peak.
That's probably
one of the homeless Avengers.
Probably is. Yeah.
Widow's Peak.
Yeah.
No, we're not talking about Tom Cruise, AJ.
Tom Cruise
does have an intense
how he runs in movies.
Speaking of bad running,
although eventually he will probably be in the DC universe.
Captain Marvel, she runs so chunky and blocky, it was not a good sell for her being active.
You seen the movie?
Yeah.
I like
the part where she's on a ship. Did you see her feet?
She runs like an Everett Brie Larson can't run.
He did something with her feet because it was like Fred Flintstone.
What's
his life?
Well, they were like because they showed her feet when she was like hanging upside down, though, right? And supposedly, and was looking at that.
I don't remember that.
Is that like Brie Larson's the one thing she can't?
It was really quick. They just like
great actress can't run. Don't.
So overall, did you like it though?
I enjoyed it.
I liked it. It was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
AJ,
I like how one movie has done running fast correctly. One movie, and no other movies just do it the same way.
The
Underworld, where the guys, the werewolf guys chasing
Roots.
The car. Does anybody else remember that scene?
What are you talking
about? It looks real.
Jesus Christ, that was
what are you
horrible.
Doing?
It says, so
Roots?
Roots. When the slaves are running. Run, Kuntkete, run.
Wow.
I heard it.
This is the worst.
You can see.
That was on ABC.
You racist by osmosis.
I heard it, but I didn't. I thought you couldn't.
You can see the blood going out of Jeremiah's face.
I killed Gabe.
He's like, that's what you were talking about?
Well, because we're talking about poor running and blocky feet and no feet.
Yeah. Oh my God!
We see it. That's American broadcasting.
We've all seen the Olympics. Black people are fast.
Jesse Owens.
Usain Bolt.
Good.
This guy's named after Thunder.
Buddy.
That about killed me.
Dude, seriously, you said that, and I didn't even register that could be what we were talking about. I thought you were having some weird sidebar conversation about Roots.
It does not compute.
AJ said that Forrest Gump runs the best.
Forrest
Gump runs the best.
I've seen it, but I don't remember.
He chases the car, and they drag a... I saw they did it at the end of the movie. They drag a carpet behind the car, and he's running on the carpet, but it looks 100% authentic. Because he's actually running the same speed as the car is going.
Gotcha.
And I was like, why don't they just do that?
Wait. The car was dragging a carpet.
The car is dragging. It worked, surprisingly.
No, how did... You see the
if he was running on the carpet, he should run off the carpet.
No, the physics look right.
But how would he run on the carpet if it's attached to the car?
Because the car is dragged?
So have you seen like the elevators?
We're not this smart, guys.
Have you seen like the flat escalators where people walk fast and then they're moving like turbo fast?
Yes.
It's like the same effect, kind of. Like, he's running full speed on it, but it's going 30 miles.
So there was, like, a lawn carpet, and it showed him, like, gaining on the
They showed it. It worked.
We're going to take a video, and John's going to run.
I agree with you. It doesn't make sense.
We're going to cut that into something.
Yes.
Fat kid chases
100% agree.
The car stops. He's still running on the carpet.
They gotta have
how can you run on the carpet?
Then they drop a mattress out so you can hit it and fall down.
How can you run on a carpet when you're being dragged by the carpet when the carpet is static?
Whenever you take your first step in the air, it's gone.
But you're still...
It's a long carpet. It's not like getting...
Is it your stupid long rib carpet that you were talking about earlier?
Come in. I'll pull this up. It's real. It's real.
Do you have any young, smart people over there that could explain the physics?
It's real.
Yeah, I can explain the physics. Meat, donuts.
Like, is that on your keto diet?
He's off. He's off.
Oh, you look like you're thin, so you look good.
I just throw us against murder, death, killed.
MDK, you can't play that on the video, bro. We're gonna get
off the sound.
Turn off. Can you turn off the video? Yes.
Facebook is.
No, this is Facebook.
They're both bad.
This is Facebook.
Turn off me now.
Tomorrow.
Get out of here.
Wait, Mom.
Seriously?
I can't wait for that sequel to come out.
Yeah, same. Here's some more Spaceballs.
The search for more money.
What is this? You guys keep talking.
Well,
I'll
now see we're watching your conversation.
Yeah, you can't just fucking show it to Dom.
Megan, tell us what's going on.
Just don't infringe.
It looks like he's actually running as fast as the car. And it's a normal guy running. And, like, they did this freaking 10 years ago, and we can't get it right today.
Sure.
Well, yeah, today it would be CGI.
This isn't for making of, this is just the scene. But if you watch the movie, you watch the making of.
The Flash in the show runs fine.
Oh, okay, so that's, you're talking, this didn't actually happen in the movie.
No, 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 no. That's how they did the effect in the movie.
Riveting. Fucking riveting.
Yeah, I don't know. We're down to one fucking viewer because of your carpet nonsense.
We're down to one fucking viewer because we haven't had more than one.
How many viewers?
No, we've been up to 10.
We had 10?
40 to 50 consistent.
We had 10 viewers, and then now we're down to one because of this magic carpet.
I said you guys could keep talking.
It's just because I walked over here. That's fine.
I don't control.
If anything, you add to viewership.
No.
Hold the chair.
What the fuck are you doing?
I think I had a lot more to do with the Roots comment.
Damn, man.
Roots is beloved.
Well,
thank you.
Megan sat down. It's time to end the show. I'm just kidding, Megan. Megan's the best.
Come sit down.
At least they know your name.
They? I know both of your names.
Josh,
don't they?
Your name.
Did you like my Jeremiah or Josh and Marsha title?
So, anything else?
Yeah, anything else? You guys got anything to
talk
about?
What are you guys reading right now?
They don't read.
Venom.
Some Thanos sprinkle in there.
Did you see that Thanos might get his helicopter in Endgame?
Yeah.
What?
I thought you would be excited about that.
What?
His helicopter.
There was a meme that had a. It was a splash page for an early Amazing Spider-Man book, and it's like, well, Thanos must have sold the Thanos copter to J. Jonah Jameson because J. Jonah Jameson and Peter Parker are flying around New York in the fucking Thanos copter. And it was amazing.
It's awesome.
I saw a trailer.
I don't find that amazing, but.
You're literally wearing your Thanos copter shirt today.
Oh shit! I didn't even see that.
There was a breakdown from one of the toys because now he has a sword, and they were referencing the blades of the helicopter being the sword.
Oh shit.
When I disassemble my helicopter, my means of transportation to make a weapon out of it.
Well,
whatever he can just.
Can't you just snap it into your hand? Like,
he broke it. He broke it.
Yeah, so he doesn't
it
have
broke,
it.
It broke his arm all jacked up, too.
Like now he's a handicap.
He's handicapable.
Can't snap anymore.
He's got an infinity wheelchair.
Oh, God.
This infinity rascal that he's rolling around in.
Just so everybody knows, they're triggering me really bad right now. All these fuckers.
The copter's wheelchair accessible.
What I don't understand, and granted, I don't know the whole Thanos mythos.
He goes to the grocery store.
Shouldn't have what he did have not broken the gauntlet.
Son of a bitch. Yeah.
I understand the gauntlet should just be that powerful. Like, it shouldn't have destroyed itself.
So, let me add this. So, it probably broke because
that's awesome, dude.
Good job. It's true. Also, Thanos was scary.
He gave it to him. So, remember, we hit it. He hit it in the star behind him.
What are we talking about over here?
It's like Avengers Endgame conspiracy theory over here.
He's making some sense, though. They're laughing at you.
This is
they're all going to laugh at you.
So you're saying he doesn't have the real time stone, is what you're saying?
But then it shouldn't have worked.
Yeah,
we didn't have a real stone.
Underwater fern gully. That
it's a black market time stone.
That's why it got all fucked up.
From China.
What are you doing? That's not my hair.
I'm going to murder them.
What's up, buddy?
What did you make?
Did you already talk about the Stan Lee cameo?
Oh, that's amazing.
No, I don't think we did.
Just mentioned it.
The cameo.
We talked about the intro. We talked about the intro, but not the cameo.
The intro are
we
talking about now?
So the Stan Lee cameo in Miss Marvel.
I didn't understand.
Miss Marvel or Captain Marvel?
Captain Marvel, sorry.
I didn't understand what was happening because I didn't see
you just
the script.
Lost all the
yeah. Yeah.
I missed it the first
him,
time. I missed it the first time. The second time I was like, oh my God, I see the script.
So I was kind of looking out for it because Kevin Smith had posted, I'm in Captain Marvel bawling my eyes out.
Yeah.
Right? And like, because Kevin Smith cries at everything, which is fine. But
that's what he does.
Me too.
But I saw
so does Josh.
So I was kind of looking out for it, and it's Stan Lee reading the script of Mallrats.
We need you to take a video.
You know, trust me, true believer. Trust, like practicing his lines from Mallrats, like freaking unbelievably cool.
They put Mallrats. I was tearing up.
I was
crying.
It set a record for me.
I feel like you were crying. I feel like you were crying.
Me too.
And this set a record for like the movie hadn't even started yet, and I'm like, oh God, I'm already crying.
It was really cool seeing all of the cameos, but then when they started showing like the behind the scenes, like with him and Chris Evans and Robert Downey Jr., that was like kind of got me, I think, a little bit more. The cameo stuff's cool, but the behind the scenes definitely was like
what you did miss, though. What we talked about earlier, I saw it last night pretty late, like I saw it at the 10 o'clock showing. That little scene happened, and like one dude was like,
Oh, I did that for Coulson.
Like nobody else clapped. Just like the one dude clapped, and then it was like silent, and everybody was like, "That guy really likes Stan Lee."
Been in your store literally for like an hour.
I was really excited for Coulson.
What's that?
Nothing.
Don't make fun of me.
I'm not making fun of you. Relax.
Well, let's him and my daughter.
You got triggered.
He's digging for gold.
Wiping it on you.
That's what I do.
That's pretty cool.
That's fine.
They're robots.
That's fine.
It's where it belongs.
He's got a soldier. He's got a nice little soldier.
Technically, when you think about it,
pumping out a soldier.
It is like a very matured piece of you they put back on.
True.
Wow. He was the booger stone.
Well, I like to see your beautiful
eyes. Piece of skin. Yeah.
A microscopic piece of you became this.
That's amazing.
And now it's your turn.
Now it's putting other bodily fluids on.
What?
That's weird.
What?
Robots! Sing the shark thing.
Huh?
Do the shark.
Do not.
Baby shark.
Oh, I remember that now.
Baby shark.
That was terrible.
I don't know that we know what that is.
Where did that come from?
He does.
Why did I have to show you?
He said he took a poop on you.
With a little poop poop.
Right here.
Too soon?
It's inappropriate.
Now you're embarrassed?
As the quietest poop ever.
Poop.
Wow. We ended here. I don't know what else, guys. What else?
Over.
Poop.
Well, everybody, this has been another really engaging episode of Thinking Outside the Long Box. You can find us all sorts of different places. First of all, you can go to our website, www.totlb.com. That'll
or
lead you.
Google.
You can shut up.
Take you to all the places.
That'll lead you to all the places. But in case you don't want to go to our website,
in case you want us to just tell you, Doyle,
you can go to Instagram or Twitter at Outside Long Box, Facebook.com.
This is episode 108, by the way.
Box, thank you.
Wait, don't you have this memorized yet?
No, I write it down just to make
108
sure.
Times.
Did you lose your other notepad?
No, I filled
108
it
108 times.
YouTube, tinyurl.com/TOTLBTube. Of course, what'd you say? Don't make me turn you into a stuffed waffle.
I wasn't even paying attention.
Bob Ross.
What's wrong with my... I like Bob Ross. Go fuck yourselves. God damn it. I literally can never get through one of these.
You just get a free record, though.
I don't want to do that.
A new episode comes out tomorrow.
This is part of the show now.
About 2 weeks after.
Don't lie, bro. Hi, I'm Juan, and I'm in a car.
I like that.
Yeah.
This is probably illegal.
Yeah, hi, I'm Juan, and I'm in a 2008
7.
Honda Accord with 30,000 miles on it.
Wow, I wish
honestly,
I had that car.
I thought you were going to do that when I saw the first video. I thought you were going to be like in a different car every time. Trying to sell
be.
The car.
That'd be funnier.
I don't have that many cars. Like,
you have a whole lot of cars.
I'm at work.
Just borrow it for like 30 seconds.
You don't think? I think your boss would be about that.
Stock number pop up in the
like, let me tell you about Orville.
You
as
told,
well as the
when
new
you
meat,
told
so.
Me that, I was like, oh, fuck, I forgot to blur that out.
You gotta play up the character, son.
Of course, if you have a project that you're really interested in sharing with the rest of the world, you can get a hold of us by
like
emailing Juan
outside
the longbox at gmail.com.
John in the comic book.
Yeah, do it.
It's
you
pointless.
Should.
It's pointless.
John reads the comic book.
That is never gonna happen.
That'd be an interesting video.
One page a month.
One page a month.
No, not
oh,
your
this
son.
Is the best.
That's awesome. It's you
Simon,
fucking assholes.
Spider-Man. 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 Watch out, here comes Spider-Man.
What the hell?
Watch out, here comes Spider-Man.
You, I thought that was like a legal disclaimer at the end of the talk.
We are not any way affiliated with Marvel Comics. Spider-Man.
No, I don't care.
What happened to Spider-Man, Ken?
Spider-Man
fell down?
What about Aquaman? Does he have a song?
No.
He does. Dad just doesn't have a...
I control stupid water animals.
Did you check us out yet?
No, I'm trying to. Of course, you can call us on the Michael Kirk Memorial Hotline, 970-573-6148, because he's dead.
Because he's dead.
Well, you can build it again. It's okay.
Check us out at patreon.com/TOTLB to help support the show because you like us. And, of course, we want to thank our Patreon supporters, Chad, Ryan, Derek, Doyle, Devin, Taylor, Jason, Steve, Christine, Michael, Marsha, and Jim.
That's amazing.
Wow, that's awful. Can you please say her real name?
Megan and Jeremiah.
Oh, he does know my name.
You look like you were going to make out with him for a second. Like,
he knows my name. Like no. Did you really think I didn't know your name? Oh, okay. I was like, oh, I am a dick.
It's a pretty hard name to get.
Jeremiah, it's not.
Biblical.
It's
yeah.
I'm going to Chick-fil-A and have them write down my name because they ask who you are. It's always spelled different.
Do you remind them that it's in the Bible and they should know? This is in your book.
When you receive that chicken.
This is in your Jesus chicken book. Hate chicken, yeah, that's right. They hate gays.
They don't hate gays as much as they don't enjoy gays.
But there's so many that work there.
I know, it's weird. I don't understand it either.
Oh, man.
With that point,
positive place to work,
I'm Gabe.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Dom.
I'm Juan.
I'm John.
Jason.
Megan.
Jerome.
This has been episode 108 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Baron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Baron Space production.